Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me. And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
What's up, Banzai, Vaya, con Dios, adios, bonsoir, sayonara, TTFN, ciao, ayo, ayo, auf Wiedersehen, and rock on, baby. You only rock once.
God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called kines. Ah, kines. Akaforta tu na don. It is a good fortune, Istad Don, to be here.
That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
Boy, am I in love. I think about my life in place. Yeah. Everybody's got a laugh in place. A laugh in place. You go, ho, ho.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, hi there.
Hello! Hello!
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is where the door would open, and I would walk into the studio. You see, Theater of the Mind, but I don't have those carts today. See, we are... Who are we? It is the Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this. Oh, it's a beautiful Monday here on the East Coast. We're all underwater this week. This weekend, I spent the weekend building an ark. That's for you, Rob. But anyway, it's coming down like cats and dogs. I just stepped in a poodle. Anyway, we are the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation until July 11th. That's Tuesday, July 11th. And until then, we've got the best of and... July 11th, we do the show from the new studios up in Rockville, Maryland. So there's all kinds of wires being torn out, all kinds of things all over the studio. Rob's over there busy loading up instant replays. So we'll be able to make a smooth transition. Hey, let's get into the best of Don and Mike today. Oh, I've got a heaping steaming plate full for you, as I do for the whole week. So stick around and enjoy. Let's get right into it. Colette is our lady up front. The supervisor of first impressions, or whatever we we call that. But she's the lady in front that you will see when you win prizes or when you come by the station. And one day, I think our producer, then-producer Beth Ann McBride, caught Colette in a lie. It's the best of Don and Mike. Call upstairs.
That's always fun.
We're going to call someone on what I like to refer to as the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mike refers to it as the second floor.
Yes. Yes. I refer to it as heaven.
Hello, Shrek. Please leave me a message.
Oh, wrong.
Shrek.
No, hold
who
on a second.
You called Shrek? Don't bother him.
He's with
Princess Fiona.
2A. Oh, hold on a second. Mr. Okay. Donald, hold on.
Yes, we all have new extension numbers now.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess.
Right.
I don't know what mine is.
They've just done another recycle on the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got in trouble today. I didn't have my thing. My little...
Oh, your pass.
Yeah, my pass.
My key card.
Wait, your Wizinator.
I didn't have my Wizinator with me. Tupperware security system.
Come on now. Where are you, Tony Diggs? An important question.
Tony Diggs.
That I think our listeners would be interested in hearing about.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Where you at, my man?
Well, he might be down on this floor. Yeah, you might want to ring back to the engineering shop.
What's that number?
That's you hit zero, and Colette will connect you.
Colette was angry at me today.
Really?
Today she was in.
Hi, Colette. It's Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike. Sorry.
So, Mike disappointed you by not bringing his swipe card in for the new security?
Yes.
Because
he didn't have it yesterday either.
Ah.
And hey, Colette.
I promise tomorrow he will have it.
Colette,
bring it in tomorrow.
Yes.
Who's been the upset special here? Who's the one that you thought would forget it but has never forgotten it?
You.
That's right. And weren't you saying that today when I was coming in?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
But my baby love Colette says, and she does.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. Yeah. You got that right, Rob.
You bet.
About Colette and I.
You bet
your ass.
That's right.
Beth Ann standing out there, and Colette says, oh, don't worry about him. He's got it every day.
All right, well, I'm feeling pretty bad about myself right now.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should, Mike.
I'm really sorry. Well, you got yours.
No,
right?
I think what you're doing is you're rebelling against the system. You know, when we got here yesterday,
subconsciously, yeah.
The door was propped open, so what does it matter?
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, hold on. I've got to tell you about...
Here's
Beth
Ann.
Buzz.
Hi, Beth Ann.
I don't want to feel bad, Mike.
I didn't do anything. Yeah.
So is Colette still on the line?
Yes.
Ask her where her key card is.
Where's your key? Where's yours?
Around my neck.
Colette.
Beth Ann.
Tell the truth.
It's around my neck.
No. Where is the original card you were given?
Around my neck.
Oh, now.
Oh, is she lying? Is she lying?
The Battle of the Network Divas?
Someone is.
What's happening here, Beth Ann? Oh, what?
Come
what, Beth
on,
Ann?
You told Tony the truth. You can tell Mike the truth.
Yeah, at least make me feel better, Colette.
He feels bad.
You forgot yours today?
No, me? I have mine around my neck.
Yeah, it's around her neck.
Well, that's all I can say for Colette. She's a woman of her word.
Yeah, and Beth Ann is incredulous, right?
Beth Ann, you know, if you've got anything to say, say it. Otherwise.
Is she lying?
Yes.
Oh!
Come on, Colette. But come on, Colette. Don't make him feel bad.
My key is around my neck.
Oh,
is that
Colette?
The original key you were given by Tony Diggs, or is that the spare?
Yes, this is the original key.
So Beth Ann
is
lying.
Oh, no, now she's even more upset.
So you are, in fact, saying that Beth Ann is lying.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Cage. Well, we must get in touch with Tony now.
Listen, that's why we were calling anyway, Colette. Well, Beth Ann, would you go find Tony? We got a question.
I can find him for you. You want me to transfer you?
She doesn't want me to talk to him.
Yeah, sure. Sure, please, yes, Colette. Please. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere, Beth Ann.
Wow, we have a controversy.
Get back, Bridget Jones.
Let's start the show.
I hate the new system. Now, what's she doing running up front?
She's running up to Colette to call her a liar. Now she's running back down.
Running back.
Very, very agitated. She can move.
Reminds me of that movie 10.
Yeah.
Bo Derek.
Just slow it down a little bit. You got the beach with the dreadlocks.
I like
Rachel Matthew Connor at WJF.
No! No. Now Colette put me through the wrong person.
Here comes
all the numbers
again.
Have been changed. Hi, B.A.
First of all, Colette knows she's lying.
Oh.
That's beside the point.
Oh.
Tony's in the transmitter room or wherever he is.
284.
Yeah, and he can't come in right now, but he'll be here in a minute.
Oh, he's in the rack room?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And Colette
is lying. Come back.
She's choking on her own laughter at the front desk.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well, hold on.
Stick around. Let's see. Let's see if we get her laughing.
Let's hear her choking on her own laughter.
WJFK. Hey,
are you choking on your own laughter?
No, I'm not laughing.
Oh, now you're lying about that.
I am working, babe. thing? What are you talking about?
Leave Colette alone.
That's evil.
Mm-hmm. That is evil.
My girlfriend.
Just leave her alone.
Well, I know. I know you wouldn't like Colette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye. No reason I can think of.
I'm stunned. Okay.
That's a black mark against you.
Yeah. No, she's not
and
the truth.
That was not because
and on Judgment Day, I hope I'm standing beside you too.
That a black mark.
I don't think she's card will come up on Judgment Day.
That a big black mark, Beth Ann. Because I believe Colette.
Oh, she lost her card the first day?
What? Come back here.
Say it again, Beth Ann.
Come back in here.
If you feel strongly about it, did she just fly down the hallway?
Yes, she did.
Back to the front desk. She's just running back here now.
Hold on, here she is.
What?
Come back in. Come back in. What?
Say she lost her card the first day.
The first day?
Within hours.
The whole tray? She must have found it because she has the original around her neck.
Whatever, Buzz.
No, hold on a second. What about that is a plausible argument that she lost the card and then found
her original. Now, you're having a meltdown.
Now, why are you making the Vulcan mind melting on your head, Beth Ann?
I'm with Beth Ann on this because she feels like an injustice is being done.
Thank you.
Because
here you go again. In the court.
Here you go again.
What? Feeling? No, this one's benefiting me because I get the hard time for not having the key card.
Oh, there you go again, Mike.
What did I do?
It's all about races. Playing the race card again.
Yeah, of course.
Well, once again.
I'm tired of the white man being kept down.
I'll be the advocate for the black man, as always, on this show.
I'm tired of the white man being kept down.
Race has nothing to do with it, but I will guarantee you she's lying.
Beth Ann?
And you know why? I want you to know this.
Yeah.
Because remember, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we asked her to read a piece of copy, and she didn't?
Yeah.
This is how we're going to get back at her. We're going to prove her to be a liar, and she should know not to cross us.
I do not believe
this. Rob's agenda.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And were you talking about Beth Ann or Colette?
Colette was talking Colette. About.
You asked her to read a live spot,
yeah.
And then she did not.
And she refused. And I've held no ill feelings towards it, but apparently you have.
I didn't have a grudge about that. Rob filed it.
You got it filed up there?
Right here. We'll prove her to be a liar.
And she's not a liar.
I believe her.
She's not a liar.
That's right. Well, let's get her back on the phone again because we got to find out what's a pro. We have to add that. Make sure we know what to ask Tony. We'll say, did you lose your original card?
I just got scared of that stuff about like swearing. Still with us?
I don't swear.
You don't swear? You won't swear?
You don't do that?
Colette, is it possible, Colette, that you lost the first card and you used a temporary and then you found the original and that's why the original is around your neck?
I never lost my card. It's around my neck.
Thank you.
Never happened. It just never happened.
Thank you, Colette. I believe you. I want you
to know why. The Oscar goes to.
Why? Wait, hey, Colette. I'm the only one that believes you, Colette.
Why do you think Beth Ann's so upset?
I don't know.
Because she's white.
I don't know.
Because she's white.
I love you, and you were coming
back. I love you, too.
But you're not telling the truth.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Remember, when you went to your friend's house on Friday, and you took the original card off of your neck.
Beth Ann?
And then you realized you went to her house on Monday before work.
You have called your
sister. Listen to the detail Beth Ann has, though.
Of course.
I know.
On this story.
Can I just stop you all for a second and say that while I side with Colette on
He's got his hands up in the air.
I side with Colette on this, and I feel very fondly for Beth Ann. She's a great producer.
Yes.
I would just like to say, Beth Ann is also crazy. That's all I wanted to point out.
Colette's normal.
Well, now, are we going to, balance one against the other?
That's a crazy concept.
So you admit that you're crazy.
But I'm honest and I'm fair.
Colette?
Yes?
You have not admitted that you lost your card. Are you willing to admit you're crazy also?
No, I'm not crazy.
No, and I would agree with that. She's not, compared to you, Beth Ann, she's not crazy.
You don't see her as much as I do.
Hey.
She's crazy.
You don't know how much I see her now, do you?
No, I don't know.
No one knows.
You don't know.
I'm getting Tony.
Okay, all right. Hey, baby, I'm sorry they're getting up all. In your face today. Girlfriend?
I think she had to answer phones. Many were ringing.
She had to go.
I bet I know where she lost her
Beauty
key.
Beauty shop, hello.
Where'd she lose her key, Rob?
The phone room.
The electric room.
Oh, no, and you know what? I got some recon on that.
Oh, really?
That the sex room is not the room that we think it is.
Not that room out by the ladies' room?
No. The sex room is the electrical room, which is downstairs in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, Ben's electrical room.
And
Ben's room.
And is conveniently out of sight of the
technically not
the new cameras they got down there.
Oh, the one where they had the desk out in front of it for like a month.
And you know, they've got this desk. They've got this thing. Mike mentioned he lost his card, which started.
I did not lose my card. I didn't bring my card. My card is on the vanity next to the bed.
Which brought this whole thing up with. Oh, hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike. Hotline.
Don, Mike.
Yes. Yes.
It's Beth Ann. I'm back in the rack room. And I brought my cell phone so you could talk to Tony.
But you've got Tony there?
Yeah, so the truth will be known.
All right.
You get Tony.
Okay, well,
you guys, I'm buried, but what do you get?
Listen, I know you are. Tony, listen, I wanted to ask you something totally different, but this is a hot question right now.
Did Colette lose her key card?
Yes, right now I've got it deactivated, and she's looking for it.
Ah. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Here I am. I have backed the wrong horse.
Oh, they just went by the window with her hands up in the air.
Did she pay her $10, Tony?
No, she's still searching for it, so it's...
Still searching for the $10?
Tony, we're going to have to get to Colette, but before we do, here's the real reason. Yeah, okay, Rob, you got it right, okay?
Yeah,
you got it right.
Maybe she should have read the commercial.
Tony, what am I hearing about us being streamed? What am I hearing that it was supposed to have started 2 days ago? This would be exciting information to have the show finally on the old www.
Right. The corporate decided that we would be part of the next 12 stations to stream. The first 12 are already up. They were all news and talk stations, but mostly news.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we're part of the second tier, which is the next 12.
And
the original schedule was to have the equipment online by the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the equipment wasn't delivered until last Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday and Friday.
Of course.
All of the engineers were either out at HFS Festival or in Richmond doing NASCAR.
I understand. Right. So you were very busy.
We're just getting to it today. That's what I'm doing right now, is trying to get this stuff in the rack so we can get it functional and sending out some audio for them to test with by tomorrow.
So you think,
they will then give us a date that they intend, they being corporate, to go live, quote unquote.
But this is the first that we've ever heard of this, that actually this would be a really great day for the show if you could actually, I guess it would have to be through what, through WJFK's website?
It will be through corporate website, but it will be a link through JFK, but I haven't seen all of the particulars yet. I don't even know, they haven't even given me the...
That's an amazing moment for the show. All right, great. Thank you, Tony.
Good work. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
See,
I thought I think that's exciting news. It's about friggin' time.
Oh, that's great. So now, wherever you are, you can pop us up on your computer.
We're only about 10 years behind the curve on that. Infinity, I guess they figured a way to squeeze a few pennies out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless them.
Sure.
So it was
delightful.
It was supposed to be on the 15th. They were supposed to test it over the weekend, and I was supposed to keep it a secret.
Right.
But then I noticed, nothing happened Monday, nothing happened Tuesday.
Right.
And I know that it's been a corporate edict, so there's good news that as soon as they, they get their fingers out of the dike, they'll be putting us on the internet.
That is very exciting.
So that's fantastic. It's about friggin' time. And now to Colette. Oh, sweet Colette.
Yes. Somehow, I respect her more.
I think all the others are lying.
Hello.
Hi. I still believe you, Colette, even though Tony just ratted your ass out. I don't know if you heard him or not.
No, I didn't.
He said that you had lost your card and been issued.
Your card was deactivated, and you're still looking for it.
And that you're using a replacement card.
Tony said that?
Yes. Yes, he did, on the air.
Wow. He's lying, too.
way to stick to it.
Good for you.
Really, that's good.
My girl.
Good for you.
That's my girl. That's right. Conspiracy theory. Thank you, Colette.
Bye.
As always, upfront and honest. And now let's see, Beth Ann.
Director of First Impression.
See how she feels.
She's lying, too.
Everyone's lying.
She did that almost too well. Not missing a beat. He's lying, too.
Yeah, well, they all are, Mike.
William Shatner says, if you're going to tell a lie, commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in one of the men's magazines.
Well, what do you say now, liar?
She is a professional, isn't she?
She's pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what the truth is. And
no,
Tony, and she knows what the truth is. And I even went up to the front and said, you know, Colette, I'll pay the $10 whatever fee you have to pay because you know I love you. But for God's sakes, tell the truth.
Well, so it's driving you crazy, isn't it?
Well, it's not now because I, you know, really, Tony.
Well, now she has said that Tony's a liar as well. She said you're a liar.
A little deeper.
She said you're a liar and Tony's a liar.
You know what's really sad here?
What?
Is we're all going to miss Colette when we go to heaven.
I'll be with you, Colette.
Would you stop it?
Yes,
would you stop it? Has anybody ever entertained the possibility of a thought? At least is there a just a shred of reasonable doubt that perhaps Beth Ann and Tony are lying?
God, no.
Both of them just bring her friend whose house she went to early Monday morning in a panic to try and find the card she had lost on Friday night.
Did she lose it, like, out at a bar or something?
No, she went to her friend's house after work on Friday, and she said she took it off in the car and thought she left it in the car.
Right.
And then over the weekend, she realized she didn't have it with her, so she called over to her friend.
Yeah, I
and
think
her friend
gonna
looked all through the house and couldn't find it, so
I think you're going to have to find her friend.
Yeah.
Do you know this friend?
No, I do not know this friend's name.
Male or female?
I assumed it was a female friend.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right on.
Because she didn't spend the night.
Colette, you know, two snaps up on a big Friday night. I don't know if she lost that card or not. I kind of believe her.
Colette?
I believe, you know, here's the thing. You know, when you're backed in a corner on a lie,
yeah,
eventually you just got to say, okay, listen, I give.
Right.
But when you're backed into a corner and you are willing to say not only is this one person lying.
Yeah, but then you say the person that
the
corroborator's story is lying.
The guy you just talked to is lying, too. That's either real big balls.
Now, we called Glenn and said, hey, Colette, God just called. He said you did lose the card. Well, he's lying, too.
God lied. Jesus lied.
If it's necessary. All right, Beth.
Trying
to call Blue Hill, Maine again.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Fascinating.
Hold on.
This investigation is not over.
No. Give me just a second.
Phone broken?
No.
Well,
no,
it's
just not good.
No, Mike, there it is. Very simple. Just need to dial zero.
Hello?
Hi there again.
Hi.
I'm going to take you off the air for a second, okay? Colette?
Yes?
I'm going to take the phone off the air for a second.
Baby.
Hang on. Yeah.
Hi, Colette?
See if this
makes
a difference.
You're not on the air now. I swear to God. Did you really lose it? Let me put you back on the air.
She's sticking to it, isn't she?
Yes.
Let me say.
Hold on.
This Statue of Liberty.
Hold on, she's taking calls.
This Statue of Liberty, and I don't mean like the one that's in New York, but I mean the Grand Lady of Justice.
Yeah. Yes.
It's holding one in one
hand. Scales are.
Yeah.
Lady Justice.
Scales are shaking.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
That statue is made of ebony. Because I am going to say right now, I asked her and she said, the card that she is wearing around her neck is her original card. Colette, I will go on the record. I think you're telling the truth.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, baby.
I still believe her, too.
Mike?
I'm on board. Way to go. Way to go, Mike. Colette, I believe you 100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rob? I'm with Tony.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
You're not with Beth Ann?
And Beth Ann.
All right.
You should know this. You should know this, Colette. Do not believe this O'Mara chap.
I'm with you.
He's a funny man.
I'd like
man.
To talk about it.
He's a master mimic. He's a man of a thousand voices
I'd
and
like
a thousand talents.
It.
And I'm telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks you guilty.
Not one bit. I did at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm all on board with the Beth Ann Tony conspiracy.
All right. Thank you, Colette.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Nice
bye.
Talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
I don't know why you don't believe her.
Because basically after listening to her, I've determined that it's a lie.
I love the fact that she's sticking with the lie. Dog.
Even off the air.
I love that.
Yeah. Even off the air.
So much. Good Hello, advice. Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Horatio from Baltimore.
Yes, Horatio.
We need you up here for CSI.
Hey, yeah, hi. What's up, Ho? Or H?
Oh, I see how it is. I see how it is. Not much. I've not just been here.
Ho. Wait.
What
the hell are you talking about?
I see how it is.
See? I'm no damn ho. I'm
hoes. Okay. More than one hoe.
Okay, when I called you ho, I was mentioning a slang for, like, ho ratio from CSI. Oh. Hey, ho.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
At least my name is famous from CSI.
Yeah. Right. Okay, H. Now, you're not offended by that. I could be talking about heroin.
He's tickled by that.
How you doing, H?
Not much, not much. I'm just sitting here, just leaving class from Johns Hopkins University.
What are you studying at Johns Hopkins?
Computer science.
Body snatching. Cannibalism.
Any particular reason?
Necrophilia.
Any particular reason you called us, sir?
I was just giving y'all the saying, I love y'all show. Just, y'all great.
That's it?
All right, well, you know, word to your mother, H.
All right. I got y'all there, man.
Okay.
Take care, Horatio.
Y'all too, man.
Horatio. Bye, ho.
Bye.
Bye, ass.
How do you like that, people? He simply wanted to be on the radio.
Hello happy there. Man. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
If Tony deactivated her card, her card would not work in the door.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
But who's to say if he deactivated it, you couldn't reactivate it, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course you can. Yeah, but she can't. She doesn't have the powers to do that.
How do you know, Mike? If her card works.
What?
If her card works.
It's, wait a minute. You're assuming she's telling the truth about it being an original. She's got the card that does work around her neck. The company card that they loaned her while she searches for her lost one.
Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Liar, it's the original card around her neck. The original card for my sweet Colette.
That's right.
Damn it, I tipped my hand.
Hello.
Trying to be spoy.
Don is spoy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I believe Colette.
Sure you do.
Why would not be?
And why not?
Because Colette is really nice, and she's fine, I don't like Beth Ann very much.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice. Now,
go.
Why don't you like sweet Beth Ann?
Well, she's kind of crazy. Yeah. And I don't like her voice very much.
Well, listen, now, she does have a lovely voice.
Hello, dear.
But I will tell you that she's crazy in the head, and trust me, she's crazy in the bed.
at least
that's what I hear, to a point.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy
how do you
in
know
the bed.
It's been 15 years.
No, only 11.
Only
don't exaggerate.
11 years. Only 11 years.
Let's not push it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Push it real good. Push it good. Bye. Hello, Don Mike Show.
What's up, Don Mike?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Okay, I just want to know, are we going to believe Beth Ann? Because we need to find out where she really went when she went to take her dog to the vet 6 hours away. So she's lying.
You think Beth Ann's lying about her trip down south for the dog?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do you think she went down there for?
Body snatching? Cannibalism?
To commune with the dead?
You know, children of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing.
That's why, really, sometimes when you get into Beth Ann's car, you hear,
See you later. Goodbye.
Me.
Okay, goodbye. And, he's gone.
We're on in here, Father Karras.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
When a lie persists like this, it's because there's more to be revealed. That badge is it. Alan Linewan's house.
Yes, Colette was at the Linewan estate.
I got an email from Yalen.
Oh, you did?
Last night, as a matter of fact.
And was it pleasant?
Yeah. Did you block those?
I tried that software you sent me, but it led me to so many sites that I didn't want to go to.
Well, it worked.
Your special pop-up software.
How is Alan?
Yalen? How's Yalen?
He's fine.
I don't really think Colette was out of Parsimonious Acres, do you?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Not
at all. He's fine.
Penny Lane.
He writes, hello, how are you? Things are good in New York. How are things there? You know, your friend Alan.
Had you ever received a Colette email?
No, I hadn't.
I'll accept. Thank you.
You've got mail.
I'm sorry, it's more like, I'll accept.
You've got mail. Collect mail.
Collect email.
From Alan Linewan.
It's collect.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh,
hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. Don and Mike returning on July 11th. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Monday afternoon here on the East Coast. We're getting a lot of rain, so wherever you are in the country, enjoy this week of Best Up. It is truly great. Let's move right along. It's part two. Is Colette lying on the best of Don and Mike?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did Beth Ann really offer to pay the $10 to get the replacement card?
Yep.
Because
yes, she did.
Remember, last year she couldn't afford the entry fee for fantasy football. Which
Let me tell you something. She's been on an incentive contract, and she's hit every single one of her incentives.
She invested her football money wisely. It's really paid off for her.
She's doing great.
And also,
she owns like 16 Subway stores.
Listen, that's another thing she's lying about. Now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah. The fact that she owns a number of Subway sub shops.
I hate this to be like character assassination of Beth Ann McBride.
No, go ahead.
Let's be honest. She's lied about this whole thing that she's broke the whole time she's been working here.
Mm. Yeah, but that was back then. Now she's got the sandwich shops and she's hooking. And it's working out well.
Well, that's good.
She's doing very, very well.
Just a little.
Got a tremendous amount. She's very, very liquid right now.
Hey,
come on.
Come on.
That's good for business.
Looking to a point.
Really? Yeah, because, you know, she won't go all the way. So what is it, just first base or second base? How much do you think she's getting per John?
You know, all I know is that I think Beth Ann's doing a pretty good job of sleuthing today, and I've come back to the other side. I'm going to be a fence sitter today. I'm with Beth Ann. Colette's lying.
I would like to just point out that I've never swayed. I'm for Colette, and although Mike says that he's now for Beth Ann.
Well, here's the deal.
Mike's the one that introduced to this entire pile of evidence the fact that that fan apparently is turning tricks on this.
Yes, of course, that was not my own thought. That was a little birdie with a crew cut that flew into my head.
A big fat bird.
Yes, a big fat bird named Spiewak.
Oh, okay.
But I'm for
no good thought.
I'm 100% for the Diggs and McBride Alliance.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think they're right. I think they're absolutely right. I think they're ethical.
I think she's a liar. The guy's right. She had the $10 a year ago when she got the job. She had the $10 for fantasy football.
You didn't see her when she was living out next to the dumpster when we first started her year.
Has Colette ever lied to you, Mike? Has there ever been a day when you've come in and Colette has not said, "How is my favorite impressions?" Has there ever been
every
a day
single day
when she's not, when you've not come in and she said, "Mike, make me laugh"?
I know she stands idly by as people take all of my mail. And I know that's happened for years.
In fact, she encourages people.
She encourages, but hey, that's it. Look what Mike's got there.
Oh, see, now we're getting to some of the chewy center of why you're against Colette.
No, I never was against Colette until she, pulled that East German thing on me at the door when I didn't have my key card, you know. Yeah. And incidentally, that's a protest. That key card stays at home on protest.
Good for you.
And I won't have to worry. I don't want to put anybody on alert here, but I won't have to worry about coming in the front door. I have different ways of getting into the building.
Hello?
All right, MacGyver.
Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. I just want you to know that I have proof positive that what she's wearing is the replacement key, but until something happens that Tony Diggs is doing right now, I can't. Well, and I do want to pay her $10 replacement fee because I outed her. But I love her, but until she admits it, I'm not going to pay it.
Ah. But you're not broke.
I was when I first got here.
No, relative.
Okay. But since you've worked here now,
you've amassed... How many new clothes have you seen me wear?
Every day.
I assume that... I assume that it was like Batman costumes. I assume that you had like 8 pairs of gold corduroys.
You know, like I just have one pair that I wash every other day and wear every other day.
You know, like
day.
When Batman opens his closet, it's all the same Batman suit.
Right.
He's got like 8 of them. They're fantastic.
No.
Same as Superman.
They are nice pants, aren't they?
They are nice pants.
Very, very nice.
I wear them 1 week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the next week, Tuesday and Thursday.
I'll give you a compliment if you don't sue me for sexual harassment.
Okay.
That you look better when you wear like those black stretchy pants.
Mm-hmm.
What black stretchy pants?
I don't know. The ones you had on the other day.
Did she have black stretchy pants on the other day?
All I noticed, it was a non-corduroy day for Beth Ann McBride.
Maybe those are the corduroys if she skips a wash.
I'm kidding.
That was Rob.
I know
she knows that.
That was Rob.
I also told the hooker joke, but those were both jokes.
That's right.
I support you on the Colette thing. Always have.
You'd be the worst hooker. Beth Ann would be the worst hooker in the world.
She'd be very concerned.
I disagree. Yeah.
Nah, she'd actually be concerned for the Johns.
Mm-hmm. Is everything okay?
Yeah, you all right? You know what? You didn't. Okay, you don't have to pay.
How are things at home?
No, I disagree. You would not be able to maintain because of the constant level of chatter that you would hear.
She'd be enough of a professional to edit herself.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You think I would talk a lot?
Yes, I do. I think you'd be commenting on, whatever.
No.
Your dog, your car.
No.
I don't want to see that.
No, I wouldn't be talking. I'd be doing the job.
Focusing on the work.
Exactly. I mean, my personality is very focused.
You'd be applying yourself to the task at hand.
I would.
So how many guys do you think you could, no pun intended, bang out in an hour?
I don't know.
What if I'm not talking all the way, because I know you do petting to a point. But what if it was just guys coming in, like to a massage parlor type setting? How many guys in an hour do you think you could handle?
I don't think I'd want to do that.
My standards are
too high for someone who really shouldn't be shooting that high.
But we're talking about you being a whore, though.
I know, but I don't want to be a whore.
I know, but we're pretending that you're a whore. If you were a whore.
Pretend someone else is a whore.
It's fun to pretend.
No, but we're talking to you, though.
I'd be very competitive, and I would see what the whores around me were doing, and then I'd want to do better than them.
Let's say the average guy is in there 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're in the quickie mark.
Okay.
And that means in an hour they could do,
you figure 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay.
Between a guy getting there.
They could do 6 guys in an hour. How many could you do you think?
Is that Joe in the background there?
Mm-hmm.
The bug.
If the average whore could do 6 in an hour.
Then I'd want to do 10.
There you go.
But it would just be the competitive nature.
It's that work ethic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
See, and that's, I'm afraid, where the quality would suffer.
That's what you're assuming, Don.
Don't assume.
I know, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
You got it.
It'd be very businesslike.
Right.
With lots of chatter, I imagine. Just lots.
There'd be no, again, you don't know. No one knows.
Ah, nobody knows somebody for knows. Sure.
11 years ago, somebody knew.
Yeah.
That guy knew.
Yep.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I imagine he's still alive somewhere.
That's the best way to say goodbye.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, God, who's lying? Her or Colette?
It's tough. You're running a tight courtroom, though, and it's tough for me to take you serious in your judge's uniform.
Hello.
It looks like you're about ready to throw the brats on your Packer grill.
Hello, Don, Mike Show. You don't like this shirt?
It's noticeable. It's very interesting.
This is a new Packers Hawaiian shirt. And what's wrong with it?
Nothing.
What's wrong with it, Happy Gilmore? wear the same golf shirt and pants in here every day.
I do not wear the same.
Not the same, but I mean...
And I don't wear golf shirts in here as much as I used to do now because I played golf today.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time I wear it. No, it's a very noticeable Packer logo thing. It's very Packer fan.
That's what it says, Packer fan.
Packer fan.
That's what it says.
And you look like you're ready to fire up the brats on the grill. You look like you'd be having a Packer party on a warm day at your home. And be spending some time in front of the TV watching the Packers, the rest of the time
tending to those
brats.
How little you know about me.
Why?
On a real Packer Sunday?
Yeah.
I would never be in
a
garb like this. I wouldn't be wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
What if it was a warm day and you were going to go for a dip afterwards? Wouldn't you wear that?
I wouldn't go for a dip during a football game.
Well, I'm misinterpreting the outfit because you didn't wear the matching shorts with it today. Because if you wore the matching shorts with it, that would be a cabana outfit right there. That would be, there's something about that shirt that has the cabana look to it.
Did you see my socks?
No.
Check them out. Stand up for a second.
Okay, all right.
Come here. Check them out.
All right.
Check them out now. You notice I got on regular, like, grown-up pants today. No jeans today, right? Nice hard shoes, right? Check it out.
Oh, hey. Packer socks.
Yeah.
And I should point out green slacks, too.
Of course.
Oh, right. Compliments for sure.
That's right. Homo.
Besides, there are no matching shorts. Are there?
Where
is this a different shirt?
For the straight guy. Yeah, you have mocked my clothing before.
I'm not mocking.
I manage to live with it,
Mark. I'm not mocking
it. I live with it. Buzz, now I know what you go through.
Wear what you like, be comfortable, be proud. That's what I say.
On a regular basis.
Well, I don't think I'm making any particular statement in my outfit today, and I think Don is making a statement that you're a fan. And I think that, you know, I wear fan clothing a lot.
Yeah.
Red Sox.
I wear jerseys and stuff. Mm-hmm. But what is Buzz saying today with what he's wearing?
Hey, sailor. Yeah. That's just the obvious punchline. I don't know. You know, his look today is...
kind of Magnum P.I.-ish.
Yeah, he's got the double pockets with the button down. Kind of a white safari shirt.
Like a Harrison Ford thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, but if like you were leading a safari with that shirt on, I think the hyenas would carry you away.
I can only hope.
I think so. Hello there. Are you there? Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for your streams.
Oh, listen, don't thank us for the stream yet. It's not there yet.
When it starts, drink it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
When it's there, you know, open wide.
And I just want to put my vote in for Beth Ann. I love her, so I'm backing her.
Okay, thank you, my friend. I don't think she goes that way, though. Yeah. I mean, I think that's an area that Beth and I probably agree on. Mm-hmm. You know, exit entry.
Have we ever asked?
We will. Hello, Don and Mike.
When the time comes.
Hello. Like right after whatever this call's about. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What was that sound effect?
What was that in the background?
What was that? I was a truck horn.
Didn't you think it was
your
like
timing is so bad with your horn?
You know what I thought it was like an outer space sound, like a wah 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 wah.
All right, we'll be quiet. Hit the horn again.
Wow, that's a hell of a horn.
Impressive.
Horny homo. Okay, Mike, you are 100% correct about Buzz. Not Buzz, Beth Ann, sorry.
Beth Ann?
Because on your card that you get from Tony Diggs, whoever gave them out to you,
yes,
there's numbers on the back, and they have to write them down for every employee that they get. And if she lost her, she's issued out another one, and that's already written down to number two. So Colette is lying. Don, you blew it. Have a nice day, man.
Beth Ann's here again.
Thank you for the extra honk, my friend. Yes, hi, BA.
I already went back to Tony. I said, I need that list. And I'm going to have Don call her and read the number of the card she's wearing now, which will positively prove
that too.
That Colette, who I adore, is not telling the truth.
Okay, and then
this is really occupying your whole afternoon.
What's the status on that, BA?
Every computer that the list is on is being replaced by the new computer for the streaming.
Ah, the stream.
Yeah.
Everybody's dedicated
and
to the stream.
And now she knows my plan.
Well, we found out so much about you in this opening segment.
Yeah, that's nice.
About you hooking. In theory, if you would hook.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be a good one. Hello, Don and Mike show. You'd be efficient. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, goodbye.
Hello.
Just do as you always do. Throw the headphones down and just walk out without saying goodbye. That's okay. I'm used to that treatment.
Bye, Beth.
You forgot I've been married for 24 years. I'm very used to walking out of a room just thinking, oh, bitch.
Oh, so long.
Didn't mean that, Beth Ann. You are not a bitch.
Not at all.
No. Not
even. You're wonderful. You're a wonderful bitch.
Bye, Beth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
She's not a bitch.
Hello.
Yeah, what's the matter?
This is Matt.
She's a B.I.T.
Hey, Matt called. I guess Matt wanted to say something about
it. She's a bitch in training. She's not worked here long enough yet. She doesn't hate us enough yet.
This is Matt from engineering.
Oh, Matt the engineer. Hi,
Matt. Matt, is everything doing okay?
No.
Why?
What happened
wrong?
This time, man?
Why does Beth Ann have to pick on Colette?
Oh, come on. Don't let that... Is that upsetting you?
Yeah.
How's your pillow, Matt?
My pillow is soaked.
I wish the guy who's Matt's pillow would call in. That's a guy I really like. Calling in. Hey, hi, this is Matt's pillow. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes. Hi, you are.
Hey.
Hold on, let me do the thing. You are. There you go. On the air. Hi.
I'm Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, look. This thing with Tony Diggs and everybody, she made him cry. He's going to do whatever she wants.
No, wrong engineer.
Yeah,
wrong.
Tony never cried.
She made...
I humbly apologize.
She made Matt the guy that works underneath
now,
Tony.
Sir, stop yelling.
Calm down.
You're yelling, and it makes it tough to process information.
Tony is the chief engineer. Matt works underneath him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry to yell, I'm hard.
And that's a Jerry gig, too.
Isn't that the tone when somebody, you know, doesn't know it but pretends they do?
Exactly.
You know? And you were 20 minutes late. Mm-hmm.
Hazardous duty pay. Why do you get the extra in your check? Well, I worked under Tony.
That's right. Absolutely.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah,
Mike.
Hi.
I think BA is lying again because she is definitely an overachiever, and I think with FTP...
We can do that to a point now.
That's right.
STP.
I didn't know that had an abbreviation.
I always thought it was that dumb motor oil thing.
Well, you can use the motor oil.
Yeah, you might need to.
Well, we had to delay that. So. Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Send him 3 pieces of Tupperware.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Sign him up for our special
Don
listeners
and Mike.
Club. Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just want to know if Beth Ann's a giving hooker.
I believe.
Of course she would.
She would be to a point.
Yeah.
To a point.
Yeah. Giving to a point.
I think Colette would be a good hooker as well. I think,
Well, you know, as I always say, why get one sexual harassment lawsuit when we can get two?
In theory.
Absolutely. Did you boys see the videotape? Yes, sir. Did you, in fact, say to employees that they'd be good hookers? Yes, sir.
Why do you always got to think like that?
I'm sorry. You know me. It's that amateur lawyer in the back of my brain. What else did you say? Well, we were talking about a preference in a back area.
Oh, thanks. I forgot.
Yep.
I swear to God I forgot, Mike. I swear to God I forgot. But I'll bet you she's with me.
Hello?
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, no. Oh.
She doesn't want to answer.
Well, that means...
Oh, that means yes. That always means yes.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does, because...
I've drawn the line. You've reached the point.
Okay, now listen. No, it's very simple, Beth Ann. Either you are...
doing spinning this? No.
Either you are pro.
Booty 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 voodoo.
Either you are pro or con.
In the sand, right there.
Yeah.
Pro or con, and the fact that you won't answer tells me it's pro.
Whatever you want to
believe.
And
there's nothing.
And you believe Colette is wearing her original card. Line is in the sand. Line is in the sand.
Then why wouldn't you, no pun intended, just come clean about this
sure.
This most intimate question?
You
I'll tell
you.
You
can see her practicing at the front desk. Her lie. This is my original card. Line is in the sand. Line is in the sand.
Line is in the sand.
It was been fun talking to you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Beth.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you one question?
Let me know where the line is. Yeah.
Did it hurt?
No, stop it.
I think it would be stricken from the record or whatever they would say in a court of law.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I never knew that about you. I would have pictured you to be on my team on that one.
Line is in the sand.
Since we're talking about lying, I think Don's always been lying about that.
Yeah.
He does protest us too much.
Oh, without more than anything else.
Listen, I'm simply a right-thinking American who brings this to the attention to when the topic comes up.
Right.
And like
right.
I said, I had forgotten, Mike, you reminded me to ask her, so there's the answer.
This is true.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Back in, Mike.
Yes, that exit is open.
Oh, God.
Thank you, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You know.
What?
You never can tell which is the sweetest nectar until you try all of them.
That's right. Can't you Haven't you ever picked up a piece of fruit and smelled it and just said, it smells rotten?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Sometimes a piece of fruit may look like it's going to smell horrible, when in fact it smells great.
Name one. Name one fruit. Name one fruit that looks horrible, and then you open it up and it smells great.
I've seen several pieces of fruit like that. They grow near daisies.
Oh.
Having fun with this one, Buzz?
I love this. Buzz, I love this. Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. That's his land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, you know, that's like Buzz's Valley.
It's all my land.
Buzz's back 40.
It's my kingdom. Nothing wrong with that kingdom, Buzz. My domain. Nothing wrong with that kingdom.
Yeah. You've been a rodeo clown back there, haven't you, Buzz? Huh? You've done that before.
It's not my first time at the rodeo.
I know. Giddy up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, little doggies.
Yeah, remember this now. That's your one-way ticket to hell. That's your one-way ticket to hell.
Thank you, Father.
Two things.
Thank you, Father.
Suicide, and that.
Yeah. And that.
One-way ticket to hell. Everything else, you know, you get a pass.
Yeah.
You get a pass.
Murder?
Yeah, to a point.
To a point.
It just depends on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes murder is good, Mike.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes you just have to.
Yeah. Sometimes they just won't listen.
It just has to be done.
Then what do? Oh, you got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Right.
The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th in the new studios in Rockville, so we'll see you there. But until then, we've got tons and tons of great, great best of. And as I look at the sheet, I see this has got to be a little awkward. This one's called Who Would You Watch on the Bathroom Security Camera? It's the best of Don and Mike.
Buzz cracks me up. Because he just loves screwing with the man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Buzz and I are coming back from the bathroom. You know, we've all got the same times. Yeah, because it's a sexual thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what it is, Rob. It's totally sexual.
On the same cycle.
That we can all only go to the bathroom at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were coming back through the new high-tech security, I pulled out my card and I said, please let me.
Right.
Beep. And we got in. Then we got to the second door, and Buzz said, I got this one. Mm-hmm. And he went, beep. And I walked past, and then he stood there, and about 15 times, just went, beep, 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 beep. Because it's going to show up on some report today, because they track us, how many times we enter and leave. And they're going to get for Buzz yesterday, that like during the show, he left 45 times.
Well, that's great.
Some people will do anything to get noticed. And since they're keeping track of when I'm coming and going, I want it to really stand out on the print.
Were you looking up and smiling at the video camera when you did that? You know, when you hit it 45 times, just grin at the camera as you're doing it?
No, I was not smiling.
Good.
I was perhaps gesturing.
Good.
Yeah, wonderful. Love those cameras.
Everybody loves the new system.
How much do you love them, Bud?
Oh, man, they're great. Well, it's as you can see, it's an unbeatable security system. There's no way around it. It's impenetrable.
Did you look at it today?
Yeah, I noticed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to mention that.
That tripod swings both ways.
Last night, as we're leaving the building, I was commenting to Buzz. I said, that's a funny goof that you did that swipe thing with your card.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz said to me that he knows that there's a certain amount of cameras that they put in the building.
Right.
Now, and then some of them are 13.
13 cameras.
Some of them are hidden and some of them are not.
Right.
Buzz said to me when we got down to the garage, he said, there's a safe spot right between and as it turned out, the safe spot between those cameras in the garage is by the sex room downstairs, by the electrical room.
Yeah, it's a dead spot.
Then Buzz says to me, And this is so unbuzzish, but it's great. It's like Buzz being a juvie. He says,
a hood.
He says, the security sucks so bad. Watch what I'm going to do. And on the on each side of the walls in our garage downstairs, I'd say it's 100 yards apart where you have one camera.
Yeah, they got two cameras that are very noticeable cameras.
And they're both pointing at other directions. They're showing you different spots of the garage.
Right.
Buzz went over and turned one to the left, and then I turned the other one to the right. So the two cameras were simply staring at each other.
Well, I figure since they're so, well, since they could perhaps be removed, somebody ought to be watching the cameras.
Right.
So I thought I ought to be helping out there.
Well, you didn't get a visit in the middle of the night by a couple of guys in suits?
No, not yet. Not yet.
No, and I noticed today, I was laughing about it today when I pulled in today, and oh, look, someone's moved them back.
Well, mighty wind comes along. They might move again.
A mighty wind.
Buzz. The rebel Buzz.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Well, it's silly. They've spent all this money on the security system, and it's not like it's foolproof. You know, they spent tons of money on this when what we really need is...
Security or is it employee monitoring?
Well, yeah, that too. What we really need is good broadcast equipment, but no, we spend tens of thousands of dollars on this security camera that any monkey can move. Mm-hmm. I proved it.
You know, the only thing that would have made it better with you is if you had like the burglar's outfit on. You know,
next time.
Dressed all in black.
Just like Belushi in the Animal House.
Yeah, with the black ski mask. You'd have to do the same walk like Belushi did. You know.
Sure. Tiptoe.
He was so meticulous. Like, watch now. They can't see from this angle. See, I'm going to turn this one. I'm going, what the hell are you doing? I want to get in my car and go home. He goes, wait, hold on. Now, I got to go over here to the other one where they're not going to see me. Turn around. Look down. Look. They're looking at each other.
You guys are aware the majority of the cameras are really not for parking lots or stairwells or any place where that might be a real security concern.
Right.
Therefore, monitoring the employees in the back room.
Yeah.
There are... shooting down every hallway.
Oh, there are 11 cameras for that.
Yeah.
Two in the
11
garage.
Cameras, like, back where the salespeople are.
Yeah,
keep thinking that.
It's pretty amazing.
Keep thinking that they're not watching us. Keep thinking that they don't want to know.
I mean, they might be watching us also, but have you been to the monitor room?
No, I have not. I've not been invited to the master control.
I'll show you down the master control. It's pretty fascinating.
Quite a show.
You get a view of what they want to look at, and what they seem to want to look at is... Really?
Yeah.
Who's using the copying machine?
I say, let's give them some videotape to remember.
Hold on a second. You are really on to something with this. I think that this is not about keeping...
It's not.
Of course not. It's all
this
big,
is going to corporate. This
it's
is
all
where
big,
it goes.
It's all Big Brother.
Right. This doesn't go to a security company.
See, this way, when employee morale reaches a point that a riot breaks out, it'll all be captured on video.
They'll have it all, but it does not go to a professional security company.
Hold on. You're telling me if somebody who shall go nameless right now, but I know is just a great guy with a heart of gold who would do anything for anybody, and no matter what Mike says, is a pretty sharp dresser. But say to this person, how long have those cameras been up?
A couple of weeks.
Let's say that last week they helped themselves to, I don't know, let's be conservative, maybe 6 reams of paper.
Yeah.
And roughly 1,000 index cards.
Right.
Do you think that person might be seen on a camera that maybe that person didn't know it was there?
You did it last week?
Mike, not me.
I mean, it was done last week?
Somebody else.
Let me ask this. Was the person who was taking the paper taking it... for the radio station, for the show.
No. Oh, I was just going to open it up on the way home and just throw one sheet at a time.
just as your little protest.
Well, just to waste stations' money. No. Here's the deal. That's exactly why.
I'm amazed at when I hear there are 13 cameras, how many I'm able to find and how many I can't find.
Well, right.
There are many that you can't find.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was for security. I didn't know it was to keep track of who's coming and going, who's using the copy machine. If that's the case, they got the video of me stealing the paper, which incidentally, I believe is a right of anybody that works in an office environment. You're allowed to take those supplies home. Don't let them tell you that.
Free and easy. That's what it is.
You're allowed to.
Free and easy.
If I gotta start wearing my Silent Bob overcoat in, I'll do it to get my goddamn paper. And then Beth Ann came to me a couple of weeks ago. You know, Beth Ann the lying whore.
Oh, my God.
He means that in the nice way.
I'm kidding because she is so not that. Did I tell you this discussion she said to me about, she said, something about office supplies. Oh, I know what it was. That there was some come on that a client had where everybody that works for CBS got this card for 15% off a purchase at one of the...
Oh, in an office supply store.
One of these mega stores. And I said to her, I don't need that. When I need office supplies, I just take them. And she said to me, you steal? I said, no, this is part of the job. Yeah. It comes with the job. She said, oh, never. She would never steal. But, I mean, I continue to. I continue to.
Well, now we'll have to really find out where the cameras are.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see if they got me.
I don't think there's one in here.
I mean, got my
Not
friend.
Not yet, that we know of.
Got the person that took the paper.
They might be putting one in here. I was thinking about this today, just because it doesn't show up on the monitor, does that mean the camera doesn't exist, or
no.
Is it somewhere else?
Because there are a couple of those blank monitor screens.
Way to make us paranoid.
You think they got them in the bathrooms?
Not yet, but soon. Not the ones that they monitor openly.
Would you love to see...
Everybody.
Would you love to see? I mean, and this goes beyond, you know, male, female. I mean, I don't care. Give me 2 or 3 hours in either bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just let, and I don't even need to see the people doing what they're doing.
Right.
Just let me see them afterwards.
Or the faces.
Just,
like zoom in?
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is after...
An overhead shot.
After someone gets done.
Right.
Let's see who really washes.
Yeah,
their hands. Their hands, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see who really washes their hands.
Sure.
Let's see who's the person that's got the bladder problem.
That's in there all day. Or who's the person that brings the library in there? Guilty.
Yeah, Mike's going in there with 2 newspapers.
It's so embarrassing that he'll walk by the front desk, especially when it's somebody you don't know, somebody who's a temp or something like that. It's like, how are you going to the bathroom? You have 2 newspapers.
How about, and I know we talk about the beautiful women that work here, but what about when it's one of the occasions when one of the real hot women that works here is
That's
is there?
Always, inevitably, either there'll be a hot visitor or a hot woman or somebody good-looking that works for the radio station, and I'll walk by with newspapers in my hand. With, you know, hey, how you doing? Yes, I am. I'm going to sit on the commode for 1/2 an hour for that entire time.
Has it ever happened to you, the girl with the pixie haircut? What's her name? The one that works upstairs?
Meredith? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's seen that?
And then the other temporary, the young girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Mocha.
Shayla? She's not with us anymore. I think she was here for an internship.
Oh, that was just, she was just here like...
It's concluded. Friday was, I believe, her last day.
I think just last... Yeah, just last week.
Yeah.
She's got... But did she...
She caught me twice.
Did she see you with the papers?
Yeah, she doesn't say anything, but looks at you like, oh, going to make stink? That's right.
Yeah.
Going to make stinky. I'll be back a little bit.
I'll be back in a half hour.
Yeah, I got plenty of reading material here. It relaxes and centers.
Hold my calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know where the other cameras are.
Where?
There. Do you guys have those electronic urinals?
No.
No, we do not.
All right. Oh, because they could be right there. It's not just laser. That's a camera.
Oh, yeah. No. Who wants that
show? How boring a show is that, though? Until the very end, when you got to dance around a little bit.
Still, I don't want
some more than others.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'd just be more interested, like Buzz was describing. My view really was an overhead shot where you'd like see Paul Gorgie sitting down. Then you would see him doing whatever he's doing when he's done. Then get up, put himself together,
right.
And then go to the mirror and make the decision. You know. To wash or not to wash.
What if you saw Paul Gorgie in there and he walked up to the mirror and then you saw him like morph into a rat and run out of the room?
I wouldn't be surprised. And I think it would be fascinating as always to get the videotape in the ladies' room, because the women's room is always a different experience than the men's room. And women have different rituals, you know, Mike.
Women have many, many different rituals.
They have machines in there.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, really, vending machines that sell product.
Well, they require a lot more stuff than we do.
We don't get those products.
We really do.
Why'd you
used
write,
to be machines.
Why'd you write that?
We're talking about people seeing people in the bathroom. I think it would be fascinating.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's the guy that you would most like to see in the bathroom?
But I hold on a second.
Mike's writing down a name for me. Yeah. Somebody working here.
I'm sorry, I'm doing a private show here. I apologize. I should be more responsible than that.
I don't know. You know,
I'm trying to think the most if you had one person that you wanted to see.
Oh,
right, he's writing it down.
Don didn't hesitate
a moment. One person you want to see in the bathroom.
You know, my wife bought me this book, Blink. And the reason she bought it for me, I found it to be a fascinating book because it's a book that describes people who can make decisions right or wrong.
Uh-huh.
They just have the ability, as soon as something happens, to go, okay, I'm going to do this. And they don't look back.
Right.
And that's kind of how I am. And I found it very interesting. Much like, you know, I didn't have to think. My first answer, right or wrong, I know it's
right.
The right one.
Right.
That's the person. That's not a comedic answer, Mike.
No, not at all.
I mean, although I would get some big laughs. Can you
right.
see?
I can't make out the handwriting. Oh. And normally I can.
Although, there you go. Can you see?
Yeah.
Well, you
doesn't make
up.
Any doesn't make any sense.
It's a last name.
Okay.
It's a last name.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. You don't know this?
Here's what I'm seeing.
He doesn't know that.
here are the letters I think I'm seeing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. It's happened. It's happened. He can't see this.
There are
it's
three
the
layers.
First faculty to
there,
lose.
There are three layers of glass between us.
Okay,
the light in this room
go.
Is brighter than it is
here
in that
go.
Room.
Here we go.
All right, hold up.
Write something
right, here
down.
Here you go. Here you go, Buzz.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You got it this time?
Yes, okay. Yes, I do.
Write
yeah.
something down. Put it in the back of your room, and I'll see. Write it small.
Would you or would
okay.
you not want to watch a videotape of this person doing whatever they do? Oh, hold on. He's writing. He's concentrating on the job you've given him.
Yeah, we're having right. We're having a vision experiment here. All right.
All right. Yeah, Rob's got a good one.
Don't you think?
Yeah. He'd be
Colette.
Yeah. Okay.
He'd be as good as she would be.
Yeah.
See, I've got young eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got young.
By what? Almost
I've
5
got,
years.
I've got young. But now I'm doing what he does. We know Buzz's choice.
Well, that was actually just a vision test.
Oh, a vision
test.
That
wasn't, that wasn't my request.
Colette is not your choice for the hidden bathroom camera,
well,
which incidentally would be a great show hosted by Tom Bergeron.
I hate Tom Bergeron.
So do I.
I really yeah. Tom Bergeron is somebody I'd like to see get hit by lightning.
But do you know that piece of crap show is such a workhorse, they keep trying to cancel it, and it keeps getting ratings, and I believe this year...
Which one is his video show?
Yes. I believe that's coming back now for its 18th ridiculous season.
And
wow.
Tom Bergeron is the kind of guy, the kind of asshat that not only, you know, not only delivers those lines, but just exists in that world. He'd be the kind of guy, I think, that would be like that off camera, too. He'll be like, oh, really? What a lovely day this is. Well, hello. Yes, siree. Well, hi, little lady. How are you? I'm Tom
okay.
Bergeron.
I'm just going to go down. We have to take a break. I'm going to go down this employee list
uh-huh.
and just give first names.
All right.
And just think about this for the bathroom confidential.
You have the camera in the bathroom?
Uh-huh. I'm going to go alphabetically
okay.
by first name.
Okay.
All right.
Andrew.
No.
Beth Ann.
Yes.
Giant Brian.
Yes.
Cameron.
No.
Carl.
Carl?
Colette.
Wait, no. Carl.
Still thinking
Carl
about
Farley.
Carl. Oh, yes.
I'm trying to keep last names out of this, though.
All right.
Colette.
Yes.
David. David Howard.
No.
Don.
Yes.
Homo.
With an asterisk.
Jag.
No.
Really? You don't think he'd...
Flam? Oh, maybe to see if there are different customs.
Would you want to see if this flying carpet had anything to do with this?
Yeah, so put him down for a yes.
Besides the left-handed thing.
Oh, I want to tell you.
See if he took it off?
Yeah,
no.
Maybe take it
can
off.
I just tell you, we're going to enter into some dangerous territory here, Mrs. Spicoli, when we
okay.
get to letter J.
All right.
Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Joan.
Yes. What?
I heard you.
John.
No.
Jonathan.
No.
Julie.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Lewis.
No.
This is going to be hard to avoid. Everyone's going to know this is Madonna.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Matt.
No.
Megan.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Michael.
No.
Michael.
No.
Michelle.
Yes. Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
How many mics do we have that work here?
Three.
All yes.
Paul.
No.
Robbie.
Yes.
Yes. Ryan.
No.
Shondell.
Yes.
Steve.
No.
Tim. Yes. Tony.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just curiosity.
Mm-hmm. May I do the same list? I was just concentrating on... Did you keep track, Buzz?
Yeah, I think I got the same ones. There were a couple you skipped, you know, people we know that you skipped.
Okay.
Like Joe Ardinger would be one that you skipped.
That's a no.
Ask about him.
Oh, Joe's not on my list over here, though.
Oh.
He's not on my employee list.
Well. I would have said yes to Steve Johnson.
Okay, I just can't right now. Let me see.
Okay, me too. Yeah, that was an oversight on my part.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, yes. Beth Ann, yes. Giant Brian, yes. Cameron, no. Carl, no. Chris. Yeah. Colette, yeah. David, no. Don, well, get a mirror.
Yeah.
Jag, yes. Jeff, yes. Jeff, yes. Joan, yes. John, no. John, yes. Jonathan, no. Julie, yes. Larry, oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lewis, no. Madonna, all day.
1,000 times, yes.
All day and 8 times on Sunday. Matt, yes.
Oh.
Megan, yes. Meredith, yes. Michael, no. Michael Hughes, yes.
E.
I want to see if he sits.
E.
Michelle. No. I hope she's not put off by that.
I wouldn't want to watch
a videotape of a security videotape.
It's probably mutual
in the bathroom.
So, to watch.
Mike, no. Mike, yes. Mike, no. You won't know which is which.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, I will. Paul, no. Robbie, and you should know that's not Spiewak.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, no. Shondell, sure. Steve, absolutely. I'd like a camera on Steve Johnson 24 hours a day.
Yeah, following his every move. Yeah.
Tim, no. Tony, yes.
There it is. There's the list.
What do we got, Buzz?
The only ones you missed were Timmy O'Bibene. Neither one of you voted on Timmy.
Oh, he's not on my list.
Yeah,
yet.
No for me. No,
yes.
Yes.
Who did Mike and I agree on, Buzz?
Oh, I didn't keep track.
But I thought you were.
You matched up pretty well.
And who we'd want to see?
Pretty much the same.
Hey, you know we'd be in that monitor room enjoying ourselves for the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just wondering, what is the selection criteria for the bathroom viewing?
It's a lot of things.
It's purely subjective.
It's a lot of things. Would you want to watch the person doing what they're doing? Would you like to, or in my case, would you like to see the hygiene afterwards, or lack thereof?
Yeah, it's just a curiosity thing more than anything else.
And why would one be more curious about one's hygiene than another's?
Because these are people we work with. Some people are funnier than others. I think the two main criteria would be either beauty or entertainment value.
For hygiene, the assumption would be that if you wanted to see them, then you were concerned that they were indeed not washing.
Now you are putting words in our mouth, and you are a troublemaker.
Now stop that. The criteria is simply, would we like to see these coworkers in the security camera in the bathroom?
May I ask you a question?
You're simply answering.
Absolutely.
Fine caller, my question would be this. Why is thou so fascinated?
I was wishing that I could be on that list, and I too want to see Johnson in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Some people get excited with anything involving that area.
Bye-bye.
It's
Hello.
Hard to explain, but I think it boils down to it has to satisfy some sort of curiosity.
Right. Rob, that's it. That's a generic statement, and that covers the whole thing.
Don and Mike show. So erotic has nothing to do with it?
Oh, sure.
Erotic has a lot to do with it.
Erotic curiosity. Sure.
I'm kidding.
Right.
Hello, Donald.
And that's just for the ladies.
Hello.
Steve.
Hi there.
Speak for yourself.
Hold on. Who was that?
Would you want to see Alan Linewan or Robert the Mailman?
The old general manager, Alan?
Oh, now it's become a, like a who would you do?
Mm-hmm. Or Robert. I wouldn't want to see Robert the Mailman. I believe, really, we've gotten as close to that as we could.
We've seen everything that his doctor sees.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to erase that tape if we could.
And, you know, on second thought, I would like to see Robert the Mailman. Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
See ya.
Really? What? What do you mean, like, what he's got?
It's that same
you know,
kind
I,
of.
You didn't like to do with Alan, though. Well, you write that. Or what are you writing down?
Nothing. I was just doodling.
Oh, I thought you.
Don't you think with Alan, you might be looking at one square at a time?
With Alan, what I'd love to do is as he was standing up, I'd love to, like, from the ceiling where the hidden camera is, just drop a penny on the floor.
Better, then drop it in the toilet. See, then you really present him with a quandary.
You cruel bastard.
Now I'm laughing. Now we've got a hit TV show.
Yeah, I mean, you just, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, to see
okay,
what would happen.
Mike just wrote down why he wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I was looking for Pat Gosh.
Right. Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, this hold on. You can't, dude, you're on the radio. Hold on a second. Man, it was too short notice. I couldn't get that ramped up.
Mm-hmm. And now we've got that guy that calls in. I'd watch him in the bathroom cams.
Yeah, I would too.
Pat Goss?
Absolutely.
How about Bonnie?
Before Pat. See if those B&E products are making everything A-OK.
B&G.
BG.
You better read your manual.
Well, who knows? Who knows if they've got cameras in the bathrooms or not? Hmm. I think they should. I think it'd be good for morale. I think the next ratings party, they should just pull out a blooper reel.
Yeah,
say, hey, how about this, everybody?
Take a look at these.
What do you think of this? God, we got to do this. We are so late. We will be. We are so late. We might be pregnant.
Number 15, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robert.
Here's the ointment I borrowed.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to the applicator.
You know what? Keep it.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time.
Second time.
The best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon here on the East Coast. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndt, with you. Don and Mike returning July 11th. Let's get right back into it. Now, sometimes there are descriptions of segments coming up that I don't quite understand. This one's called Travis and the Fifth. But it also wraps up Colette that we heard earlier before. Colette keeps on a lion. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Star Wars is hot and timely.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call Travis, a guy that loves internet pornography.
And I will tell you, I will never ask what the Sith is again.
Yeah,
don't ask.
Travis Bickle, who recently got married, incidentally. Congratulations to Travis. He's the guy that sits upstairs and makes sure that the F word never gets out.
Yes.
And he went to see it last night at midnight.
Wow.
Because that's the kind of boy he is.
Have you seen her?
Hey. Hello there, Travis.
Hello, Joe.
And he's also great with the Scott Shannon. Hello.
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 Have you seen her, Billy?
Oh, and Travis.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. The best job of all time.
That's Travis getting his whole repertoire in there.
Travis does a little show.
Happy Daddy.
Travis does the little show with Rob and I about 10 till 3 every day. Mike comes in for the end of the Travis show.
Pleasure to have him in here every day.
Travis, buddy, first, dude, you just got married.
Yes.
And you maintain she's not pregnant. This is not a shotgun wedding, right?
No, she's the furthest thing from it.
You're a young, struggling broadcaster.
I'm not sure what that means.
What the struggling.
Struggling.
Struggling. So, why'd you get married?
Why not, you know? I looked at the great relationship that Mike has had over the years. I've looked at that powerful relationship that Rob has, and I figured, what the hell?
Yeah, good move. Way to go, Travis.
All right, Travis, so if she's not pregnant, that's cool, and congratulations.
Did you take the brand-new bride to the show?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she likes nerd things like you do?
Well, she... I guess she tolerates it. I mean, she yeah. didn't tell me when we were checking out some stuff the other night. She's like, you know, I do like Star Wars. And I said, I know, I understand. She's nowhere near into it as much as I am, and I'm nowhere near as into it as much as the geeks were last night doing lightsaber battles in the line at the movie theater.
Oh, dear.
But, Travis, nevertheless, you were there last night.
Being there at midnight means you're a big fan.
Would you please now give us your 60-second review of Return of the Sith?
My 60-second review.
But, Travis, please do it seriously for the Star Trek nerds out there.
Yes. Do you want me to give away a whole bunch of crap, or do you just want me to let you know?
Yeah, now, do we want a spoiler alert?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something to crack my ass up?
What?
I still read Mad Magazine, and when I got it in the mailbox on Saturday, the cover says Mad, and it just says real big. It says spoiler alert, and then in real little letters underneath, it says this issue sucks.
That's funny.
Because spoiler is a word
that,
you know, 10 or 15 years ago you would have said to someone, it's a spoiler, you would have said, and that's for my Dodge, and for my GTO.
Right.
Now spoiler means something different, just like trailers.
Exactly.
Say to someone now, for instance, you're driving down the road, you say, look at that trailer. Someone really might say to you, there's not a movie theater.
Yeah, does somebody have a TV in the car?
Yeah, right.
What's going on?
No, the thing on the back of the car, the trailer.
Everybody knows what the trailer is.
Everybody knows.
And incidentally, why do they call it a trailer if it's a preview of coming attractions?
It leaves the movie.
Why is it called a trailer?
Why do they call women's prisons penal institutions?
This is true. But, I mean, there should be an answer for that. I know somebody must know that.
Why does the Kool-Aid pitcher have pants now?
That's another question, unanswered question.
Travis, 60 seconds, please. Give us your review. And go ahead. If you want to give away spoilers, go ahead.
Okay.
Let it go. Here we go.
Best I can say, it stands on par with the original three movies, the ones that were brought, you know, done back in the 70s and the 80s.
Right.
It's, like the caller said, it's about 500% darker than any Star Wars movie you've ever seen. As dark as Luke getting his hand cut off and finding out that Vader is his father and Han Solo is frozen. It's much darker than that.
Wow.
As my wife is, like I said, she's not that into it, but I will say that she cried a couple times during the movie. I was a little shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intense. The lightsaber battles and everything are very, very well done.
Do you have sex with your wife?
Yes, I do.
I just want to make sure you...
Okay. I do. It's not a marriage of convenience, like...
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just letting it all hang out.
He's getting his time to shine. He's doing his audition right now.
Just a little pent-up frustration. Sorry.
Sure. Is Natalie Portman hot in it?
Yeah, she's all right. She doesn't have a whole lot to do in the movie.
Travis, 60 seconds up. How many lightsabers do you give it? 4 would be the best.
I would give it a 4.
Wow.
4
that's a rave.
Okay.
It's a first class rave.
How is Donald Rumsfeld in the movie?
Donald Rumsfeld, he is delicious.
Okay. Goodbye, Travis.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
There's Travis Bickle.
Travis is good on the show.
Yeah.
I like him when we call Travis.
Ah, Travis.
Travis.
Co-host.
You remember when when George Liddy had a show here for a while, Travis was his producer, and it'd be so funny that Liddy would just be going, and then Travis would always say,
Gordon, and just anything.
Yes, Travis.
Perhaps we should go to break.
Oh, very good. Young Travis?
Yes, young Travis.
And you are correct.
Travis is one of the coolest guys that works here, and I only bring up the fact that he used to do the Liddy Show because he hates it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here with young Travis. Young Travis.
It was a job.
And I don't know Travis's politics, but I'm assuming that they are, you know, the absolute polar opposite of, you know, Liddy.
I get that impression.
So he would have to sit there and, you know, give the Tupperware guy, you know, all kinds of lip service.
He's gone from Liddy, and now he is running the O'Reilly Show. He's a happy, dedicated employee.
Right. Oh, hold on just a second. Let's see if we can get this other issue taken care of. Beth Ann McBride, if you would bring your sexy, sexy slacks into the studio.
Amen.
We can find out about controversy involving lovely Colette. You remember earlier this week on the show, we all have these new security cards, these things that you swipe.
They're
and it
great.
Goes beep beep, and the company gets to keep track of where we are.
Yes, you wipe them. across the sensor.
Oh, the deal was supposed to be that if you lost it, if you lost these cards, you had to pay a fee that goes into a slush fund, and like the company puts a black mark against you, or a check mark. You know, you don't get a happy star that day or something. So anyway, first day it was started, Colette lost her key, according to Beth Ann McBride.
Well, I don't know if it was the first day, but it was early on in us having our card.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to ask her, and she confessed to me, don't tell Tony, don't tell anyone, but I lost my card. I was at a friend's house, I thought it was there, and she couldn't find it, wasn't in her car, and I actually tried to help her find it, and she said, I'll never find it, and I said, and she's using the guest card, she told me.
Right.
So a couple days passed, and she came to me and said that she had confessed to Tony, because she felt bad that she lost her card and was using the guest key.
Now remember, she said on the air on our show that Tony Diggs is a liar.
She called Beth Ann a liar and Tony Diggs a liar.
Tony Diggs. Okay, what's your proof here?
Okay, well, Monday she did not have her card. She was still using the guest key. But after the show Monday, after outing her, she went home and her ass was not coming back to WJFK till she found her key, which she did. Mm. And I'd like to, please, for your observation,
you
Exhibit
have some
A.
Documents, Rusty.
Yeah, it's the morning of Wednesday, May 18th.
Yeah.
If I don't know who to show it to.
Show it. Just explain it. Just
okay,
tell
right
me what
here,
it says.
You can see at 8:29 when Harris Colette Harris arrived. She tried to use the card that she'd found the night before. And it says card not found.
Now, hold on. This is the first we've heard of this magical guest key.
Yes, there was a guest key.
Explain this record keeping to me. Are we all being watched?
Oh,
is this
Big Brother? Beep, beep,
follows us home.
Yeah, it has all our information. And so when I beep beep, it says Beth Ann McBride. She came in at 7:30 in the morning. And what door we come in?
And you didn't know that?
No.
That's what I told you the other day. Buzz was just screwing with him. Buzz was standing in front of
him. There are whole pages of me.
Buzz just stands at the door and goes, look at this, 20 times. I go, beep, 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 beep.
And then there's a computer that keeps the record of that.
This is what is important to note, that I do believe Colette technically was not lying when she said, I have my original card. But she has at the front desk, she's the receptionist, she has the guest pass card, which only she's allowed to have, and she didn't mention that to us the other day.
So we have to find out what the real deal is.
She found her key on sometime Monday night.
Let's go back to the very beginning, Beth Ann, where you said she asked you not to tell anyone. Was that how it started?
Well, but once she told me that she told Tony, then everybody knew, because the only person
who
knew.
I didn't
know. Colette.
Hi, Colette. Have you been listening to this?
Yes.
Okay, now...
I'm in so much trouble.
Really? Are you ready? Are you ready to come clean?
About what?
Did you lie?
My girl.
About my card?
Yeah.
I have my card.
No, but come on, you had the guest pass, though. You didn't mention that, though.
Yeah, I have a guest pass, but I have my card, too.
You have your card now, but the other day is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I have my card.
But you didn't have it the other day.
I have my card.
Did you lose your card, your original card?
Beth Ann, what proof do you have?
Well, I have the history of the Colette card that has activity May 10th, May 11th, and then mysteriously, after May 11th, her card is not used again till Wednesday, May 18th.
Oh.
So I don't think...
Which would mean Tuesday was the day of losing it.
The losing part.
Well, no, she already had lost it. She found it sometime between Monday and Wednesday.
And it says here, 5:18, 8:29 a.m.
Jeez.
Harris Colette, card not found. 5:18, front exterior door reader, card not found, front exterior. So, in other words, when you use the guest key, it records card not found.
No, when you use the guest key, it actually says guest. And that's why.
Well, then why does it say status card not found?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What are you looking at? You right here, you've got an underlined card not found.
Right.
What does that mean? You're a terrible attorney.
What does that mean?
No, look.
What does that mean?
It was used, the last time it was used was May 11th. It wasn't used again until May 18th. On that day, she tried to use it. But then Tony had to activate it the morning.
Hey, I don't know. My brain just shut off.
Is she lying or not?
Yeah.
Beth Ann.
Yes.
Colette, are you lying or not?
I have my card.
Did you lose your card at any time?
I have my card.
Did you
lose this card and a guest card?
Did you lose your... did you lose your card at any time?
I have my my car.
He has it right now, but it was reactivated on the morning of the 18th, which is Wednesday, by Tony Diggs, and I have the proof right here.
Now, okay, but I have my car.
Yeah, you have it now.
Do you still say that Beth Ann and Tony are lying?
I have my car, yeah.
Well, just please answer the question.
No, come on now, really.
Is Beth, in your opinion, are both Beth Ann and Tony lying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I say something?
Wow.
I love you, Cola.
Yeah, you gotta admire. You gotta admire that.
I love you. You got balls. You really do.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See, on Wednesday, May 18th, when she came running in with her key,
I believe she's lying.
Okay.
She knows she's lying.
Uh-huh. It's just great she won't give it up.
That's right. That's what you do. Stick to the story.
Even though you've got all of your proof about how we're being watched every time we go to scratch our ass, and the company's got some kind a type of digital note of it. That's not.
Wow.
I'm with you on this. On what?
I'm with Beth Ann on this one because of the way that Colette is managing her workstation, because she has given me such a hard time about losing my card, and it's very frustrating. So I'm going to make every effort to keep the one that I have right here, because you will get no quarter out there from that woman. She will not assist or help anyone.
Well, in her defense, she's just trying to train us to remember this.
I don't need that.
I know, but I originally started this because I was coming to your defense.
How can Colette train people how to not lose their keys when Colette lost hers?
By making me stand outside the door for 15 minutes begging.
Not buzzing.
That's how she's training me.
She didn't make you stand outside the door today.
Yes, she did. Not today, but she did the other day.
Did she really?
Yes.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half.
No. How long, really?
An hour and a half.
Not leave you out there for an
hour and a half. An hour and a half. What did he say? I have proof.
I let you in when you didn't have your key.
It was an hour and a half.
Did you use the guest key yesterday because you lost your key?
The day before, it was an hour and a half.
No.
Yes.
No.
It was. You know it was. You're lying. You're a liar.
Hey, it could not have been an hour.
Yes, it was.
Watch it. You're talking about my lady now.
It was an hour and a half.
Okay.
Just turn about his fair play, Don.
If it was an hour and a half, how'd you do the show?
It was an hour and a half. How'd you do the show? When I got here at 12 noon, it was an hour and a half.
You don't get here at 12 noon.
I do,
you
too.
About 2:30 and quarter.
I do, too.
We have records.
Ask Tony Dick.
All right, bye, baby. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's when you know you really got to go. She really gets into that laugh, that real laugh.
Sure. Well, I'm telling the truth, though.
Oh, I believe you.
Thank you.
I believe you. She's lying. But I love
her. She's so good at it. Yeah.
She's great.
I actually felt like I was aging waiting to get in the building.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, Don. This is Drew.
Yes, Drew.
Hey, Drew, I'm in the security... hey, Drew. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey,
come on.
Drew, what are you doing here, my friend? Drew.
It's very hard to hear.
Come on, Nancy, Drew. It's
not hard to hear at all. Everyone else does
not
fine.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How have you been?
Okay, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great. Good to talk to you guys. I know why they call previews trailers.
Okay, good. Why?
Okay, you know, they send movies in 3 reels. And when the movie studios sent the films, they put the previews at the end of the last reel, so they were trailers.
Bingo. There's the
reel.
I
like that.
That makes sense. Easy explanation.
That makes sense. Hold on. That's another person. Well, I hate setting this precedent, giving people prizes when they call them.
Well, it's a nice, clear answer.
But you got it. Where are you from, Jason?
I'm from Spokane, home of the great mayor.
Oh, that's Jim West,
right.
Let's see. For you, you've also got the Jeopardy prize pack with DVDs, CDs, and the Jeopardy board game. Watch Jeopardy's Ultimate Tournament of Champions this week. Who will beat the snot out of Ken Jennings? Thank you. Hold on a second.
That's good.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
This is Don from San Ramon.
Yes, hello, Don.
I'm gonna try to make Beth Ann cry because Colette is correct that she probably didn't lose her card. When you use an access card system, if the card is swiped at a reader, if it's not in the system for some reason, that's when you will get a display on the software that the card is not found.
Does anybody follow what this guy's saying? No, I wasn't listening.
I don't know.
We've grown weary of this case.
Don't know, my friend. Hey, hold on, though. Beth Ann, would you just pick up line 2 in the other room? Just pick it up. You just talk to this guy off the air. Please? B.A.? B.A. B.A. B.A.
Yeah, B.A.
B.A., this we're part of the team.
Does part of me stretch over these fields?
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A. My nose is busting. I can't even breathe through it. I hardly stand up.
I can't believe what's going on, B.A.
Huh? No, she's not going to pick it up. All right. Huh. See you later.
She's not picking up the phone. Goodbye.
Yes, Mr. Smarty Pants computer, no etiquette.
Well, I'm afraid of that. You disobeyed a direct order.
He specifically told you to pick up
line two.
I heard. I can't do it.
You can't do what?
You can't do what? I'm just fooling with you, but what can't you do? Bethann?
Hi,
are you listening to our show now?
I'm listening to your show.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Me and you're talking at the same time.
Well, tell Joe not to talk to you while you're on the air.
He knows that.
Jesus. What is going on back there?
Party.
Big party. Big party. How come you didn't just pick up the phone and talk to that guy?
Well, first of all, I had to figure out which phone bank he was on, and then I had to bring up the little thing on my computer. And I was also doing the synopsis of the show. So I got a lot of things going on at the same time.
Okay, I understand.
And there's a party back here.
Yeah, save us some cake.
Fun.
Big party.
Yep.
Is there any...
Oh, man.
What the hell is he doing back there?
Tripping. Staying past the bong, man.
I'm tripping.
Bye, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Bye-bye. More show coming right up. Stay right here.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning Tuesday, July 11th. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this fine Monday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. This is a particular favorite of mine. This is the Herb Alpert phoner that we had, that Don and Mike did with the legendary trumpeteer. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Herb Albert here. I think Herb's checking in a second.
Oh, good.
We've not had him on the show. Like, he checks in all the time. We've not had him on the show in 13 years.
Wow. Long time. Herb Alpert, for those of you that don't know, big time record guy.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he calls before we start kissing his ass.
Okay. The A and A&M Records. Most people don't know that.
He's a little late right now. So we'll give him a couple of seconds.
I'm going to be a little late.
Because he's Herb. You know. I mean, without peaches, you know, there's no Herb.
Herb. Oh. Herb Tarlick.
Herb Adderley.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Doesn't count. It's Herb, not Herbie. Because I could say Herbert Hoover.
Herb Hoover.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi.
Great. This is for Mike and Buzz.
Yes, yes, sir.
I just wanted to let you know that this test, this motorcycle test, is so easy you have no worries. In my class, I had 30% had the IQ of a broccoli. I had 60% that had borderline retarded, and everyone passed with flying colors.
But the safety course, I have heard from experienced bikers and guys that just started, the safety course is very, very good. It's valuable, right?
That reminds me.
Yes.
Get your answer here, and then I'll tell you what it reminds
me. Okay, I just want to double check with this guy. The actual on-course training is very valuable, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
It reminds me that I think we've still got those Wonderlic.
Hello.
Yeah, to take those NFL IQ tests.
I can't wait.
And the guy from Miami, Brock Berlin, he got two out of city.
Wow. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a fat man in leather chaps.
Incidentally, I am on my third day. I should make this announcement, and I'm doing this to put more pressure on myself.
Okay.
I'm on my third day of Weight Watchers. I will weigh myself once a week.
Now, do you go?
I will weigh myself once a week, and I will come in here, and I will tell you
where I am. I have started my my weight is at the highest it's ever been when I started this thing at 295. My goal is to just keep going until it's all off. And so far, I am enjoying this program. I, you know, because I like the way you add up points. That's what I'm doing. So
are you
I'm
having
giving
to,
this a
are you having to go to a class with people?
No,
or are you doing it
no.
Online?
This is done. My girlfriend Carla is into Weight Watchers, and she lost a lot of weight doing that. It's not Chubby Checkers, and I'm doing. You basically count points. It's very similar to counting calories, and that's what I'm doing. And I will let you know how I am progressing. The reason I say that is to motivate myself a little bit more when mm-hmm. when I involve the radio show. It tends to help me get through the tough times.
Is this Herb?
It is.
We got him now?
Hey.
Okay, let's welcome to the show the man, Mr. Herb Albert. We've not had him on but like once in 13 years. Hey, Herb, what's happening? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Wow.
You didn't do that the last time you were on the show.
How cool is that? The last time I sang This Guy's in Love, I think.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
you got a great memory.
Good memory on you, Herb Albert.
This guy's in love.
God damn it. Herb Albert, the greatest. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Listen, this is why we have Herb on the show. I got sent a promotional copy of a record. Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, Lost Treasures.
Oh, yeah.
And I was fascinated by a song. This is why we wanted to get you on the show, Herb. The song "Close to You," you know the song by the Carpenters.
Right. Yeah. That was gonna be my follow up to "This Guy's in Love with You."
Ah. And he gave the song to the Carpenters.
Wow.
And the
well,
song.
Not willingly, you know, right off the bat, because I originally recorded it because I thought it was, you know, a really good song. But when I was listening to the playback, the engineer looked at me and says, "Man, I don't think this song is good for you."
Hmm.
So I lost my confidence, you know, and put that song, you know, on the shelf for a bit, and then when it was time for the, you know, Carpenters looking for material, I thought it would just be perfect for them.
When you get a situation like that, the engineer says, "Hey, I don't think this song will be good for you." You go on and pass it along. It gets into the Carpenters' hands. They have a mega hit with it. Do you look back and say it's the song itself, or it's their version, or do you kick yourself and say, "Hey, man, this would have been a hit no matter who was doing it"?
It's hard to say. It's a really good song, so you know, I think it starts with the song. Well,
here's a little bit of it.
Carpenters were special. You know, Karen's voice was magic.
Right.
I just find this fascinating. They've finally released it now. Here's Herb Albert's version of "Close to You." You know, nothing like the Carpenters. It's pretty good, right?
You are near, just like me. They long to be.
You got to take yourself back to that era. And,
yeah.
And I listen to this song and I'm saying to myself, I mean, you got the ear too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that might have.
That's a smash.
That might have flown.
Herb, that's a smash.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, my partner Jerry Moss feels the same way.
That's a smash.
I mean, you know, when we're radio guys, we've been radio guys for a long time. You hear that and it's like bingo. It
okay,
sounds
hey,
good.
Hey, man, while you guys break the song, it'll be my pleasure.
It's on.
That won't hurt my feelings at all.
It's on this CD. What do you think the odds are? Everybody's making a comeback these days. Everybody has seemed to have had a record out, and you had 8 zillion records out and produced records and made all these guys. Why doesn't your record company, and what was he with Shout Records out, Shout Factory, why don't they, did they have plans to release that as a single?
You know, I think they had plans to release one other cut. Killing Me Softly. That's one that they were getting a lot of feedback on.
Let's see if I've got, hold on, I got that one.
Now that's the Roberta Flack song, right?
Right. But, okay. I mean, the one I like the most is Up Cherry Street, that first cut. I think that one's really...
Hold on, let me hear the of Killing Me Softly. Ah, you're listening to the jazz sounds of Don and Mike. They're at the coffee shop on a good-looking Wednesday. How's that mochaccino doing? Here's Mr. Herb Albert. You know, this is like music. I'm serious. If I want to get laid. And I've been married. Herb, I've been married for 24 years. I still need the right music.
You're still thinking about that?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. She doesn't think about it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now here's the cut that Herb likes. Up Cherry Street. The great Herb Albert. Really, the guy's a genius. Thank you.
I'm kind of in my wheelhouse right now.
God damn, Herb, that's tight.
No, that's like that's your old Tijuana brass sound with a little, is that like a New Orleans kind of flavor or what?
It has a little New Orleans whack on it. It's Dave Frischberg playing piano. And I just, you know, actually, I found these tapes by accident. I know this sounds like a hokey story, but I was just trying to preserve all these tapes that I had. And we were digitizing all the, you know, the master tapes. And I found a lot of titles there that I didn't even realize I recorded. I don't know, the 60s was a pretty big blur for me because so much happened. And some of these tracks I just do not remember recording. And then when I heard them, I said, wow, they're pretty good. And then people asked me, are you ever going to record with the Tijuana Brass again? And unfortunately, I can't do that because four of the members passed on.
Wow. It was a long time ago, but I think everybody... It connects with that music. I mean, if they didn't, you know, if they weren't around back then, they remember
the
game shows.
I was telling somebody about Herb Albert today, saying we're going to have Herb Albert on the show. This guy said to me, who's that? And I said, have you ever heard the song that goes, da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun?
Yeah, which is...
Da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Right.
Da-dun-dun. And the guy said, yeah, what is that song? And I said, that's,
those songs have been used. I mean, they're still used today, aren't they, Herb?
Oh yeah, yeah. We get a lot of performances on the songs, and it's been quite a run. You know, I really wasn't trying to live in the past with digging up all these things, but they were available. They gave me a good feeling when I heard them, and I thought you know, people might enjoy listening to it.
Well, Herb, I think you know, we pretty much crawled in your prostate when you were on our show one time ago, 13 years ago. You've got the trumpet there. Would you play a little, gosh, I don't know, Spanish flute, anything?
Anything you want, Herb.
Would you please play a little something?
I mean, you got your trumpet there, and this is an opportunity. We don't want to pass this up.
You got a medley there.
Oh, yeah, nice. Now
that's
in order to just
so great.
Now to pick up the horn and just you know, do that like you did. You're still playing all the time, right?
Yeah, you know, I play every day. I started playing when I was 8,
right?
And it's like part of me. You know, I wake up thinking about the horn and how to improve on it. And
Herb, you know, you had a lot to do besides your records and your band. You mentioned A&M Records, and you signed an awful lot of people. Who do you ever watch American Idol now? We watch that show like 10-year-old girls. We are so addicted to that show.
Yeah, I'm hooked into it.
Yeah. What do you think when you see those anybody you think's got any talent on that show this year?
I think this Constantine has something.
He's the guy we hate. What do you like about him, Herb?
You know, he has an interesting look and a presence. He has it seems like he has a lot of confidence for one. Mm-hmm. The heavyset guy, you know, I can't.
Scott Sable.
Scott Sable, my man.
Yeah, I think he has something too. I don't know if he's going to come off as the winner, but
yeah,
my man. So you watch that. What type of music do you like?
I like jazz. I'm a jazz fan.
Right.
Do you know, here's a Herb Albert a tidbit that I knew that I bet I could stump you guys with. Well, now you know because he's on the phone. But in 1966, which maybe was the greatest year ever for rock and roll, do you know who sold the most albums?
Well, obviously.
Not the Beatles.
Yeah.
Not Elvis.
Is it the Tijuana Brass?
Not the Beach Boys. Yeah, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Unbelievable. That album was full of hits, but the best thing was the album cover. I mean, people loved the album cover for Whipped Cream and Other Dolls. Oh, my God. One of the greatest album covers of all time. Did you have...
Yeah, back in the day, that was kind of a dirty thing.
Did you have
I tell you, man, it was a racy album in 1966. My partner... Well, actually, it was 1965. We were a little concerned whether it was like a little pushing the envelope a little too much, but you know, in today's world, that was like, that's pretty tame.
It's, right. It's an album cover that has...
It still holds up though, Herb, it really does.
A very beautiful woman who's covered in shaving cream.
Whipped cream.
Yeah. And she's licking her finger and she's got some of it in her hair and it's...
You get a chance to be part of that photo shoot, Herb?
No, but I know the lady, she's a beautiful lady and obviously, it really worked. She was pregnant at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That cream
Laura Erickson. She's Yeah, she was a professional model, and she was a girlfriend of Gil Friesen, who was president of A&M.
Let me ask you one thing about the business. And I know you're very busy. We won't keep you. But how do you feel today about downloading music, the fact that it's not like back in the day? If a kid hears a record, he doesn't go to the record store. Now he goes to his iPod, or he downloads it, or you know, somebody burns a CD for somebody. How do you think all of that has changed? Are we getting less talented people? It seems we're getting more flavor of the month. More people.
Yeah, I think it's a two-part. You know, I mean, one thing is obviously it's cut in dramatically into the bottom line of the music industry. But at the same time, it's going to, in the long run, I think, expose a lot of artists through that unbelievable internet. Expose their music to people who would not normally hear it, because radio is very stingy on what they're willing to play now. They're so pigeonholed in types of music that an artist that, you know, has their own little thing going might have a better shot with a website than trying to break through on radio.
And you know, back in the day, and I thought this even before I worked in radio when I was a kid, just loved records. You could tell what kind of an artist you were going to get by the label. You knew that there were some labels that would take chances. Mm-hmm. If it was on Columbia, it was like the Byrds or Paul Revere and the Raiders, something safe. On A&M, that was one of the labels, like Arista. You might find something new. You say, I've never heard of Peter Frampton before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we were very eclectic. You know, up until around 1968, I would say, it was primarily the Tijuana Brass and the Baja Marimba Band. We had the group We Five. But it wasn't until, you know, Joe Cocker and mm-hmm. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, and then we really started going for some outside groups. And
I'll tell you, a great cut on that album is Joe Cocker, Cry Me a River.
Oh, it's yeah. Great. Oh, yeah.
On that Mad Dogs, Mad Dog and Englishman, that kicks ass. So you got this incredible lineup of talent on A&M Records. Is there an A&M Records today?
They're still recording, sure. Sheryl Crow records for A&M. Mm-hmm. Sting still records for A&M.
Cool. And hold on. I got one. If you got your trumpet, we got a guy on the phone who's got his trumpet as well. Hello.
We're taking requests now.
Let's see. Hello.
Pretty well. The guy's got his trumpet.
Don and Mike show. Rob.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Herb.
Hey there.
I just turned me from the studio. I wanted to say, tell you, Herb, about you're the reason why I picked trumpet and band, because you were so great. I had all your vinyl, took up about 3 inches on the record rack, you know, of all the albums.
Uh-huh.
And I thought trumpet, you made it sound so easy, and it's like, wow, it's only 3 notes, and of course, you know, it's all in the lip. But you're the reason I went got into music. You're one of the biggest reasons I did, and I want to thank you. It really helped me get laid a lot and stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. Check out The Lost Treasures. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It really reflects that period.
I will.
And I think I added 4 or 5 notes to that one.
I'm definitely going to get it.
All right, okay. Listen, we'll have a link to this on our website. And the album is Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass, Lost Treasures.
Wow.
You get it at Amazon.com. Go to ShoutFactory.com. We'll have the link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah, you know, as well as the music and everything else, Herb, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You've always been Mr. Cool as far as I was concerned.
You are, and I tell you.
Amen.
Even going back to the day, I'm telling you, the song does it for me.
You see this guy.
That's right.
Boy, oh boy.
This guy.
Well, maybe Frida will get lucky tonight.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope not. She's not going to be at home tonight. She's going to her mom's tonight.
Out of town.
All right. Listen,
well, you got some options there.
The great Herb Albert.
Yeah.
Big fans we are and continue to be. And good luck with the new album. And it's, you know, just a pleasure. You're truly a musical genius. And thanks for being on
Mike
the show.
And I hope, you know, we'll hopefully gab again sometime.
Thanks, Herb. Love to. Thank you, Herb.
Thank you.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye.
There he is. The great Herb Albert.
He is. One of the guests that when he was on our show, you know, a million years ago, he also he comes to play. He sang this song on our show. And then today he comes and he jumps right in with the trumpet. And he still plays it every day. I mean, I would never have thought that he would still be playing the trumpet after all these years.
Cool. He's a good guest. Yeah. Like I said, I came across that this thing and thought, what the hell is this?
Right.
You know, Close to You, what is this? And I turn on and go, pretty good. I like Herb Albert.
Now, with the old you know, music director ear, as far as in the day, if it was released at the same time when the Carpenters, would that have been as big a hit?
Yeah.
I think it would have. Yeah.
And I think it's as good as that Josh... What's his name? Josh Groban.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the ass? Would you stop singing about people's daughters? John Mayer.
I'm a John Mayer fan.
Okay, listen, on behalf of all men who have daughters or don't have daughters, shut up about daughters.
To your daughters.
Shut up about it. You want to sing? Sing like this. And I guess what I always loved about this song is I got the feeling that Herb Albert really couldn't sing.
Right. Yeah, that he was doing it, but he got through it, and he, you know, and the arrangement is what carried him through this thing.
He just kind of mouthed it. He was one of those talkers. You know, he like almost not as bad as Shatner.
Yeah.
Oh, and incidentally, still to this day, Herb Albert just basically sitting on one big pile of money.
He sold
A&M Records.
Yeah. When it comes to toilet paper, it's all about the Benjamins. That's what he uses.
He sold A&M, started a new record company, and he's still got the Golden Touch. He signed Garbage.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's smart.
The Garbage. You Garbage. You know when my kid went to that show in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago, that hip-hop show?
The hip-hop show.
Yeah. He told me that the opening act, which he didn't go to see, was Garbage. And I said... How does Garbage end up being the opening act for a hip hop band? Yeah. And I said, is Shirley Manson still in the band? And my kid says, like, yeah, but Dad, nobody likes them anymore.
Garbage is yesterday's news.
I like Garbage.
No one his age likes them anymore.
Stupid girl. That's a good song.
It is.
Stupid girl.
Stupid girl. Spanning the generations.
You know who I used to really have a thing for, as long as we're on this topic? And I was watching, I guess it's VH1 Classic the other day. Oh, hold on. Call. Hello, Don and Mike. Patty Smythe.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's Patty Smythe. The video with Scandal.
Oh, she is so hot.
She's married to John McEnroe, you know, now in real life.
Well, that kills me, right?
And the song Goodbye to You. In the video, she just does the sexiest thing, or she comes right up to the camera and kind of pounces it. You know, it's that half mad, half turned on, that, you know, goodbye to you.
With her eyes, you know, her eyes are kind of like little slits.
Yes.
Slits.
Little slits.
Yeah.
Big slits.
I don't know. How do you think she'd look now, though?
I think she's hit the wall. I read John McEnroe's book. And please save yourself the time.
Okay.
And wait until it's in the 99 cent bin, because he doesn't say anything bad about anybody, not even Tatum O'Neill.
Wow. Really?
But there's some pictures of her in there, and she looks.
All right.
She looks fine, Mike.
She looks just fine.
Fine.
She's just fine.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi there.
You know, you didn't mention how great he was in The Love Bug, too.
Was Herb Albert in The Love Bug?
Yeah, Herbie, in The Love Bug.
Oh, Herbie. Oh, shut up.
Shut up. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, my brothers.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the very first show of yours that I caught was in 13 years ago when Herb Albert was on there.
We had a good time with him. I remembered that when Don told me he was coming on the show. My only memory is I said, you can filter all the other stuff, but I remember we had a good time with him.
So you listened to that one show. Have you listened since then, or is this the second show?
This is the second show.
He only listens when Herb Alpert's on.
All right.
No, I actually, I've been listening for the last 13 years.
Every show?
No, I missed a few.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Nice talking to you. Thanks for the non-support.
Can I ask you a question?
What? Pardon me?
Can I ask you a question?
No. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
97MX, the future of rock and roll.
97MX, band, the future of rock and roll. 97MX, band, the future of rock and roll. 97MX. Band, the future of rock and roll.
Ray, enough already.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Yes. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Now, I'm not going to tell you too much about this, but this is always good stuff when a Sacramento person, a Sacramentan, if you will, calls the show. It's the best, the Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No Will Ferrell in Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He's the co-star. It's him and...
him and the other guy.
And Corky Romano.
Chris yeah. Fan.
Not Will.
What do you mean, not Will?
Not Will.
It is Will Ferrell.
Besides, okay. you're pronouncing Will as well.
You know, that's like saying that little girl fell in the will.
She fell.
Or saying I had to spend a lot of time in court last week with my late wife's well.
Actually, it would be she fell in the will.
That's right. Jack and Jell.
Jack and Jell. Can go to Hill.
Oh, the guy hung up. Now, what's the fun in that? Come on, now. You get a call and say that? Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down. Jesus died for your sins, so you would not call our show with your radio turned up loud.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Yes, you're on
is this
the air.
Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, man? We're getting sprayed down here in California, man, Sacramento.
You're getting... Oh, yeah. You know, someone called us about this yesterday. It's like an insect spray that you're getting today.
Take one letter out. That's right. What should be happening in California.
Yeah,
you should be getting spayed.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, you're right. I mean, I think it's a conspiracy, man. What do you guys think about it?
Tell me what's being sprayed. Is there a color to whatever's being sprayed?
Is it like a cat?
DDT. What? I believe it's DDT.
What are the insects they're trying to destroy?
The citizens.
Beetles?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquitoes.
Right.
Yes. Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. Yeah. I'm not having to breathe that spray. It's Johnny Attention Deficit Disorder.
Well, Mike, cut him some slack. He's, you know, it's like he's had his head in the oven for the last hour.
He's on the fumes.
He's one of the many people in Sacramento who are being sprayed today. The city's being fumigated.
What?
I want to ask
Does that have a... Yes, what is it? How can I help you, sir?
Are you the only black guy on the crew?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Sir, do you have any insecticide residue on your nostrils?
Yes, I do. You know,
hey, Buzz, excuse me for a second, my friend. I'm going to speak directly to Buzz now.
All right.
Hey, boy.
Yes? Oh, my.
Why don't you go fetch me a soda?
Wow. He doesn't like that.
Would you do that for me?
We don't do that anymore, Don.
Do that for me, boy.
Like Firestein.
And don't forget, how do you refer to me, Buzz? Come on, it's Massa. Yes, Massa.
Whitey, when you're not listening.
Now listen, don't you get uppity on me like that. Don't you get all militant on my ass.
I didn't march to go march and get you a soda.
How was that march?
Harvey Firestein.
It was bitter.
Hold on. Can we stick on the fact for just one moment
that Buzz is the only brother on the show?
Yeah.
He sounds like it. Hey, Don. You sound like Harvey Firestein.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what we've said for years. Incidentally, Harvey Firestein, who will be appearing with Rosie O'Donnell in Fiddler on the Roof.
And they need a reinforced roof.
Hey, yeah. Don, you didn't have that hit tune called I'm Too Sexy for My Hat?
Yes, I believe I heard you say Right Said Fred, which would be the third great thing you've said in this call. First, let's hear it for Buzz, the only black guy on the show. And boy, where's that mint julep I ordered? Uh-huh. Then you gave me that fabulous compliment about Harvey Firestein. That's who I sound like. Thank you.
Firestein.
Firestein. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's Firestone's the tire guy.
Firestein. You know who he is.
This guy steamrolls ahead, doesn't he?
And then you,
it doesn't matter what we're saying, he'll talk right through it.
And then you just threw in whatever the last piece of junk is that you threw in.
No, I really enjoy you guys' show, though, you know. I'm just calling to mess with you.
Yeah.
Keep the good work up, though.
Oh, see what he did? He likes you. He was just calling to mess with you.
Oh, so he's not really like this.
No.
What it is, Rob's referring to where he's from.
I'm trying
to
get
from Northern California.
Oh, boy, you know, is he ever.
It's probably not
Del Paso. I'm calling from Del Paso, California.
And incidentally, to add just a little beauty to it, he's got a crappy cell phone as well.
Buzz, you know, what is it with the people of your race, Buzz?
Give a brother a break.
What is it with all you black guys, Buzz? that you just never have your S together when it's time.
You hold the people down long enough, they're going to speak up.
That is funny, Don.
Thank you for being on the show.
Johnson.
Right on, brother.
Hey, when they, when they spray near you, lick the nozzle.
Hey, why don't you lick yourself?
Oh,
no, your mom's doing a fine
job. Oh.
Hey, check this out, Joe. Hey, Rob.
Yes. How have you been?
Rob.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Excuse me, everybody. Buzz?
Yes?
Would you enjoy some watermelon?
Okay.
Do I know my brothers? I know my brothers, and I know what my brothers like.
Yeah.
Hey, what you, Don, you like chicken. You try to give it away quite a bit. So what is that?
Whitey.
So what is that? There's the setup. Now, let's work with it, guys. Let's run with it. There's
riff,
a great comedy setup. Time to riff.
Actually, let's be honest. I can't give away chicken. Mike can't give away chicken. Buzz steals all the chicken.
You know how we are, Don.
Don't I? You know, 20 years of working with a black guy.
Sure.
Don't I know, Buzz?
Right.
Absolutely.
Brother's got to eat. I'd love to get, wouldn't you love to get statistical breakouts right now? Everyone in the audience is going, Buzz is black? Because you know they're out there.
They're adjusting their monitor.
Meanwhile, it's steamroller from Northern California over here.
Buzz. Once you go black, you never go back.
That's right.
Buzz.
I've always known that. Where have I heard that? That's original.
we're just bonding. And once you go to Sacramento, you want to kill yourself.
Hey, why don't you guys come back, you know, and do the...
why would we go to Sacramento? The town is being just taken over by mosquitoes.
Sure.
I think, isn't it the West Nile virus, to be serious?
Yeah, that's what they're hoping for.
What they're hoping, Don, is they're going to spread the insecticide, and the insects will become super-powered.
Hey, right.
Able to actually inject their venom into an unsuspecting suburban through the drywall of their home.
I saw some news footage last week. There are mosquitoes in Sacramento that are eating at Applebee's.
That's good because there's an Applebee's on every corner.
That's right.
Hey, they eat at Applebee's right after they have their nails done.
I hope.
magic fun nail.
I hope they're like Starship Trooper insects in Sacramento.
They basically eat at Applebee's after getting their nails done, and then they get a video from Hollywood Video.
Oh, that's right.
Now you've gone too far. Okay. I'm fine with slamming Sacramento. And the way
did I hit a nerve, Don?
The way that the town looks, that that there's an Applebee's or a taco place or a nail place on every single block where there's and they're not where there's a strip mall.
Strip
That's what you call it now.
That is strip mall.
Strip mall.
Then they're all going to go to Belk's.
But now you've gone too far.
I'm so sorry.
What
are you bashing Applebee's?
Let me see.
There's another great comedy setup. So many ways you can go with that.
So here we go.
What?
What do you know about Applebee's, Don?
What do I know about Applebee's?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I feel safe in there because mainly whites go there.
Oh, man.
I said, Buzz, you know what they invented for your people?
What?
That's Applebee's to-go car side.
Oh, no.
I'm not eating in the car.
But I can talk like that with Buzz because Buzz and I have a unique relationship about race.
Well, you understand.
And
you know
what
it's like.
You're acute enough to pick up on the fact that everyone hide it, that Buzz is a brother.
We were talking just last week about Buzz's Afro pick.
Right? Hey, I must admit, Don and Buzz, Joe told me to say that.
Yeah, what's that about?
Sure.
What's that omission about? Don and Buzz. What about Rob and Mike?
He didn't say nothing. He said Buzz.
I agree.
Don't tell me to buzz your balls.
Okay, that's a lie.
Yeah, Joe told you.
No, it's not a lie, Rob.
So you mean all of this stuff about Buzz allegedly being black, everything you've said, that's all been from the mind of Joe Ardinger?
He faxed it to him.
Joe's
Joe's prime directive when he has a caller, which is last words to every caller that comes on the show.
Give him hell.
You guys really are funny, man. It worked out.
Tell me.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we're calling
Joe. Hold on.
Turn up your radio. Louder. Use a subwoofer.
Joe.
You know what the joy of this show is? The joy of this show is, if need be,
the end?
If there was some sort of nuclear holocaust,
yes.
We could conceivably keep this caller on the line for the entire 4 hours.
Hello, Joe.
you know, this
hello,
is
Joe.
Right.
Joe, this is Don. Hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, when I was talking to him, I said, sir, you don't sound stupid enough. Could you please be dumber?
Ah, that was the directive.
Yeah.
But not so much a directive as maybe just like a review of the call that possibly could happen.
Yeah.
You encouraged him.
I did, yeah. Yes, you did.
Now, if we have Joe start riffing with this guy, we might actually get a nuclear alert.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Joe, being as you brought this guy to us, you know, I don't believe everything...
Stand by for fabulous comedy.
Not in so many ways.
I don't believe that, you know, word by word, Joe said, hey, you know, say this and say this. I believe that Joe identified you as what we would call in the business a character.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe, let me tell you, the guy is just...
I hate it when you use technical terms.
The guy is like a gigantic pimple on our ass. So now please enjoy this conversation between Joe and a call that he actually screened.
Very good.
To get on the air. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Hey, my name is Dr. Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh.
Hello, California.
That's nice. Where are you calling from?
Man, I'm calling from California.
No kidding, you don't say.
No, I mean, can't you tell? I've just been sprayed.
You've been sprayed?
You've been sprayed.
See, Joe, it's not so easy, is it, son?
No, but perhaps we'll be able to get the 7 o'clock gig here at the station.
There was some of the rapier wit of Joe coming yes. through. Maybe he'd be able to get the 7 o'clock gig on the station.
Ah.
There you go. Wow. Ouch.
Wow.
You know what that is, Joe? That's my funny bone. You cracked my funny bone with that. Now let's have a contest.
I'm only here to help, Don.
Who's dumber? And I'll throw myself in there. Is it Joe for screening the call? Is it the guy for calling?
Hey, you know what? I never did screen this.
Yes, Joe.
No, if you look at the screen, there's nothing written up for
now,
him.
Hold on. Joe, why didn't you screen his call?
I called you yesterday,
Joe, hold on a second.
Oh, I screened his call yesterday, Don.
Hold on a second.
Everyone settle down.
Joe, if this is an unscreened call,
right.
And you're right, I can see on the software that it is just one that I plunked down, why the hell are you defending this? Why didn't you say, I never spoke to this dummy?
No, I'm not a dummy. No.
Joe?
Because I just realized that I hadn't screened him.
No, you know, Joe, you told me to call back yesterday at the beginning of the show, and
If we hadn't had Joe admit that, we might not have had this wonderful little exchange with the gentleman.
That's true.
That would have been a fine gentleman.
That's what we've lived, we've learned.
Right. It's Joe and the Sacramentan.
Okay, goodbye, guy.
Hey, you guys, keep it up.
You too.
Hey.
Just not here.
On a serious note, though, are you going to write a book about your life?
All right, Don, are you going to write a book about your life?
You should, because then he'll have a reason to learn to read.
I'm going to write a minute a book about the first 20 minutes of this show today.
That's a good thing.
The name of the book, here's what I... Here's
Making
the word,
Pudding.
Here's the working title.
I get jokes.
Suck. That's just the working title.
No, that's too harsh. How about you combine our titles? Suck, the art of making pudding. And then real tiny, tiny letters down at the bottom. Out of...
That's right. Okay, goodbye. And Joe, I was going to say I expect more out of you, but I don't. So
see you later.
Joe.
You got a pass.
Okay, good day to you, sir.
Good day. Doing the ye old speak.
And fiend.
Good day, sir.
Moron number one.
I have to go down to the local tavern for a grog.
How good it was to have that Monday night football on last night.
Looking good on that Monday night.
I don't care how bad the teams are. You know, Madden is like Santa Claus, and even Al Michaels with his bad, rotten teeth
right.
and his expensive haircut. Oh, what a joy it is, especially with what I've been going through to have that on.
Quarterbacks with dirty names. Feely.
Oh. AJ Feely.
I thought that was a creepy name.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to sit next to Feely over here.
Hey, did you see Gus get in the game?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Gus Farad got in. The guy Feely for the Dolphins.
Is he 60 now or what?
The guy Feely, they said Gus Farad has been playing for 12 years.
Wow. Where?
Does it seem possible? I mean, he's been in the league.
Wasn't he with Detroit for a while?
Yeah, and with Minnesota, I guess, for the last couple of years. Gus Farad, when he was one of the quarterbacks of the Redskins, within the last 12 years.
He would have had a much more successful career if he put the R in the right place in his last name.
That's yeah, right. He had one of those.
Farad.
But, you know, every time I would mention that to him, he would say, but, and Mike, I did.
You mentioned his name thing?
Yes. Yeah. Don't you remember the
series? You, at the very beginning when he first came on, before you, didn't you become friends with him a little bit?
Yeah, because he bought a house like a mile from where I live. And
you were always busting his chops about the
And seriously, his response was, well, you don't call him Brett Favre. You learned that even though there's a V, it's Brett Favre. He said eventually people will learn that it's not Gus Ferrerot, it's just Gus Ferrat.
Brett never accepted our suggestion of going with the name Favre.
Yeah.
I like it. Would have been great.
Sounds French.
And if you eventually...
John Favre, right? That's the guy from
Favreau.
The guy from Swingers.
Eventually you'll learn his name, and eventually he'll learn to stop running his head into the wall.
That's one of the moves he made.
It was a Sunday night game, right?
A celebratory concussion.
Yeah, the guy scores a touchdown and goes to the corner of the end zone.
To headbutt the abutment.
And oh, sorry. There you go. And ended up getting like a major concussion.
We winning?
he's a good guy. It was good to see Gus playing in that game last night. That football is great medicine for me.
I bet it is.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
This bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy. I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
That's right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Here we've got a truly, truly grand... segment, for lack of a better word. But this is the Elvis Cup segment. If the Elvis Cup goes on tour on the best of Don and Mike.
Okay. been a long time waiting.
Yeah.
We've not done Stars of Tomorrow today for a long time. We've not done the Soul Train Scramble. But today is the day that it's time to release... the information about Elvis and the Elvis Cup.
Come see the Elvis Cup
that we've got on our telephone lines. Not only there's one guy, not only the guy that owns the Elvis Cup that's sold it on eBay, but the guy who's made the hit record, the Elvis Cup.
Wow. Who are these gentlemen?
First, let's welcome Wade, the man who has the cup. Hi, Wade.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Welcome back to the show. Now, Wade, have you sold the cup on eBay?
No, I initially sold the remaining little bit of water that was in the cup, but all I've sold on eBay is appearances of the cup.
Okay. Appearances of the cup. Do you have any plans to sell the cup itself?
No plans.
It's priceless, right?
Of course.
Right.
And joining us now is, I can't even remember how to pronounce your name. It's like Rufy's. It's Ralphus. Is it Ralphus? Am I getting the name wrong?
Renelvis.
Renelvis, how are you?
Just fine, thank you very much, sir.
Now, Renelvis, where did you get the inspiration for what Mike and I consider to be maybe the biggest hit record since the Macarena?
Well, when I met Wade a couple months ago, and I was excited because just before I met him, I also heard him in the radio locally.
Uh-huh. Now, keep in mind that Wade is the guy who had a cup that allegedly had some fluid in it that was like backwash and leftover stuff from Elvis.
Right. And he's taking the cup around the world for a world tour.
World tour of the cup.
Of the fluid.
Exactly. When I before I met Wade, I already heard about him in the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, at first, I was smiling or laughing to myself about it.
Renelvis, where are you from?
I'm originally from the Philippines, but I've been here in Charlotte, North Carolina for 27 years.
Where are you from originally, sir?
I don't hear any accent, the Philippines.
Well, I've been influenced locally by all the co-workers I work with, so...
So you've been in the country for 27 years.
27 years.
Oh, that's why there's
you
no accent.
You should go to O'Mara's in Manassas tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
You get yourself a half-price Corona.
It's fantastic.
So when I met Wade and I pushed the ball and I said, oh, this is the one I heard in the radio. So I said, wow. I said,
right.
So I wakes up to that. I told Wade, I want to write a song about your cup. So I
there
came up.
There you go. Yes, song. Cup, absolutely.
And did you have a full
face
orchestra?
Face down, ass up.
did you have a full orchestra
the
in back
cup.
Of you when
yeah,
you were?
I cut it in a studio.
Ah.
I got the studio cut, and I right. can sing live and then have the background music.
Ah, beautiful.
Which I did in the
studio. I'm a big fan of Filipinas. I think that all of you.
Not only that, I also have released 3 albums already.
Wow! Really, what are some of your other hits that we might have heard of?
The hit song that has been played over on the radio is called "Sad Song of Health."
Sad song of hell. Oh, that's nice.
Sad song of hell is about quit smoking.
Oh, is that sad song of hell like H-E-L-L or help?
Help.
Health.
Oh, with a P.
And I said, like, I give you a little sample. He said, what could you do to avoid lung cancer? Quit smoking.
That's very good. That's
rocket version.
It's pretty original sentiment.
Yeah, the Surgeon General said it's bad for your health.
That's true.
So okay, quit smoking.
Oh, health.
Health, yeah.
Renelvis, perhaps we can walk through this together. I've been working with my best buddy Mike for 20 years
right.
in radio.
Right.
But I worked for about 15 years before I even met Mike playing records in music radio. And I consider myself to be a bit of a fan of pop music. And I think even to this day, I know what makes a good hit record.
Another song called Don't Drink and Drive.
Oh, that's a good one,
genius.
Too.
It's
like he's played a lot of times.
It's almost like he's working public service messages.
Yeah.
Into
yeah, exactly.
his music.
But,
I kid my friends, when I first heard your song, I pointed to my ears, and one of my friends said...
You know a hit record.
Said, mm-hmm. You have an earache, and I said, you know what?
No.
Golden ears.
Yeah, that's right.
Golden
yep.
ears, and let's talk about the production values. Let's talk about the chord changes. Let's talk about what you consider to be the climax of this song, and I don't mean to get sexual, but let's face it, in every song, there's an orgasm. You tell me where the orgasm in your song is. Let's listen to your hit record. Here we go.
Elvis drunk water in a cup.
I guess and you sound exactly like Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much.
I'm just a guy with a wall full of gold records. What do I know? All I know is this is a cotton-picking smash.
Here's my favorite part right here.
Here we go now.
Come see the Elvis cup and ask Elvis what's up. He'll tell you that he loves you much. I thank you very much.
That's the orgasm right there.
Don't bathe with a toaster.
What's up?
That's right.
I thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Right there, that's the orgasm of the song. That's where you hit your peak, you hit your climax.
And I like the fact that you combine the words much very close. You don't hear that in a lot of songs, but you said thank you very much, and he'll say what's up.
He loves you much.
Yeah. He loves you much, and thank you very much.
That's great.
Where'd you get that idea?
Well, it just came up in my mind, and that's what I just wrote the lyrics in 15 minutes.
Wow. No,
15 minutes?
Oh,
it
had to be longer.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Guys, I don't think we've ever heard. Hey, guys.
Yep.
I don't think we've ever heard the end.
Anybody out there listening?
It's got 15 seconds. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I bet it's a cold end.
Thank you very much.
You fooled me.
Oh.
Hey, it was a fade.
Yeah, music fade.
It's a fade.
Nice. Very nice. May I suggest a title? How about Inhale, Then Exhale?
tell us about your life in the Philippines. Go!
Well, thanks for playing that on the air, folks. and I really appreciate it. And if you need some,
can we hear? Can we hear a cappella just without accompaniment? Can you sing the chorus of "Come
sure.
See the Elvis Cup"?
Here we go.
Come see the Elvis Cup. I'm asked Elvis, what's up? He'll tell you that he loves you much, and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Wade, how do you feel, sir, as the man who owns the Elvis Cup? How do you feel when you hear Rene Elvis singing that?
You know, every time I hear it, I'm speechless. I've got chill bumps all over me right now.
There you go. That's awesome.
It's a great tribute to the Elvis Cup, and I think it's just really fate that brought us together. You know, we're touring together. And it's a fantastic show. Rene Elvis is popular around the region, and he does his...
What region would that be, Wade?
Kind of the southern, southeastern region.
Sure, southeastern.
I've been to other states like...
The McBride region.
name your target city, your target market. What is the market down in the south, in the southeast, that you consider to be... your number one market?
We want to hit the big cities. You know, we want to go to Atlanta. We want to go to New York.
Come on. Let's get real. I mean, let's talk about like Birmingham,
yeah.
Memphis,
Baton Rouge,
Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
What the hell? Hey, give me my book with our affiliate list.
Memphis.
That's a good one. Yeah, Memphis. Obviously, the home of Elvis.
So you're touring together?
Yes.
Do you share a room?
And what happens is the Elvis Cup is on display before Rene Elvis' show. And
uh-huh.
He sings his songs.
Display.
And then he actually introduces me on the stage, and then I give a little oral history.
Of the cup?
Hey, did you say that you do something oral?
That came out of my mouth. I knew you guys were going to get me on that.
Don't
get him on that.
What do you give the oral history of the cup?
Yeah, and I answer questions from the audience, and I reintroduce.
What's the toughest question
Rene
you've ever gotten about?
Wade, actually, yes.
What's the toughest question you've ever gotten about the cup?
I like to die.
There's always DNA questions and cloning questions,
people ask
me to prove that it's real, things like that. I want to know if they can drink out
how
of.
How do you prove that it's real?
Yeah. How can I?
How
yeah.
do you?
How do you?
Well, it's pretty easy. Number one, I've got a. Two different photos, one photo of Elvis holding the cup and the one of him standing beside of it.
Right, but
it's a styrofoam cup?
Yeah, but it's a styrofoam cup. Yeah, right. True. It's just a styrofoam cup.
When you guys are on the road together, do you have one room or do you have an adjoining room or how does that work?
Usually we would like to get separate rooms, but I would think that in the immediate future here it's probably a single room.
Yeah, single room.
I don't think Rene Elvis really snores, so it's not a problem.
How many suits does Rene Elvis, is he still on the line with us?
Yeah, I got over 50 suits, and
50 suits. Wow.
I made them all myself, and I have some special original suits that I made. I designed myself like the Spider-Man suit.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Are any of your suits made of leather?
Yeah, the black leather.
Black leather.
Yeah. 68 comeback.
68 comeback.
Right. Are you gonna write a song about Spider-Man?
write a song about Wade?
Because we'll play it if you do. Can you make up songs like on the spur of the moment?
Write one about Stan Lee.
Well, what's his topic?
How about this one? Come see the Don and Mike show.
How about... sorry, Mike, that's great, but how about something...
Don and Mike show.
How about, like... au revoir.
Yeah, we're our producer Beth Ann is leaving to go to another job.
Oh,
we're very sad.
I keep thinking of that David Gates song, "Goodbye Girl."
Yes,
because remember goodbye.
Yeah,
doesn't mean.
But so we want to say goodbye.
I have original song that I wrote tribute songs to Elvis.
Rene Elvis, hold on. Can you make up a song that says goodbye to Beth Ann? Goodbye to Beth Ann. Goodbye to Beth Ann.
You're going
to
miss her. We're sad.
Could you sing a song for her?
What song?
Just make one up on the spot.
Song,
make one up.
Song called "Goodbye, Beth Ann." Here's your motivation. The woman's name is Beth Ann.
Beth Ann.
She's leaving for another job. So the song would be.
And we will all be very sad to see her go. And could you sing a song about that?
Beth Ann. I'll miss you so much once you are gone in my arms. Beth Ann. I wish you luck in your new
Fantastic.
I'll miss you in my arms.
One more. Perhaps a song about forbidden love shared by two men on tour. A song about forbidden love by two men.
You're making him work too hard. He already gave us a nice song about Beth Ann, yeah, who's taking a job at a station in Manila.
Oh, yes. Anyway, what I want to tell you folks is that I wrote a lot of Elvis tribute song, original song like Elvis.
Ron Elvis is my new favorite Elvis guy.
Elvis movies. Elvis is still number one.
Yeah. You know, I know he's from the Philippines.
Elvis the best.
But am I the only guy that's hearing a little Rocket 99?
Yeah, that's what it was, and I didn't know what the hell it was.
Rocket, get to the Segway.
Right.
Got the Griblies.
Can you say Rocket 99, Rinaldus?
Rocket 99.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Well, listen, head back to the room, you two, and fill the cup.
Good luck with the cup.
Hey, and hey, to all your listeners, you can go to ElvisCup.States. Just get a hold of us, and we're on the road.
You're goddamn right. You're as hot as...
I'd like to announce that I got my own website to Rinaldus.4t.com.
Yeah. What is it, Rinaldus? What is that website again, Rinaldus?
Rinaldus.4t.com.
4T?
4T.
You are as
number
hot?
4 and letter T.
Number Why? 4, letter Why? T.
You're as hot as Ben Affleck. I mean that.
It was available.
Keep it up. Keep it up, dude. Okay, nice talking to both of you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Much.
Love you so much.
Thank you. Sure.
Sure. Goodbye.
Oh, they were for Rocket Night.
Thank man, you. That was a good
okay,
ear.
Okay, come on. Hang up, guys.
Bye. Hang up, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. All
right, are they gone?
I'm still here.
Okay, hang up.
Hang up, Elvis.
Hang up. Okay.
We're done. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that is a good ear. Because the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm thinking that.
Rocket yes. 99.
White. Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Yes, indeed. The time has just flown by. And that's just about it for today's Best Of, but I'll be back tomorrow, Joe Ardinger, with you with the Best Of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning July 11th, but we do have one more segment, and it's a good one. It's Charlie Stuang Sadlak and the $135 cocktail on the Best Of Don and Mike. See you tomorrow.
Okay, we've got the Charlie interview coming up. And this one, I think, is so interesting. It's from Chicagoland.
Wow.
There's a place on Rush Street, Buzz. Buzz and I both used to live and work in Chicago. And they sell the most expensive cocktail in the Midwest.
Wow.
$135.
Whoa!
For one drink.
That's crazy.
It's made with Remy Martin, orange juice. It's served in a crystal cognac glass, rimmed powdered sugar.
Just told me the best knock-knock joke.
What is it, Charlie?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Canoe.
Canoe who?
Canoe, come out and play with me. Yeah. That is the best one, Don.
That's good.
How you been?
How you been, Charlie?
I'm doing good. Doing real good. Had a little cold. Little throat cold. Huh. How are you, Don?
You're not dying anymore, are you, Charlie?
No, I'm fine. Okay. Doing good.
Now, Charlie.
A little more raspy than I thought I'd be.
On the Charlie interview today.
What's happening to Charlie? Oh, my God. Hi, Andrew.
I think if you want to know what's happening to Charlie, maybe you should talk to Mike.
Hey, that's unusual, though. That should have been last Thursday. Oh, la, la, la.
So, Charlie.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for... for a great cocktail in Chicago.
Cocktail?
Beverage.
What is a cocktail?
A mixed drink.
Mm.
An alcoholic beverage.
Booze. How much would you pay for booze?
Mr. Yu says I've exceeded my insurance limit.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'll just read them.
Would you pay $130?
Because I've been so sick.
Would you pay $135 for a drink?
No.
Well, Charlie, join
us.
You
know how much pizza you could buy.
Joining us now from, now, am I pronouncing the name of this place correctly? Is it Le Passage?
Yes.
From La Passage.
La blah, blah, blah.
And the website is www.lepassage.tv.
Le Passage.
From Le Passage.
Passage.
In Chicago on Rush Street.
Passage, a Rush Street lounge.
Let's welcome Surreal.
How are you?
Hi, Surreal.
Hi, Surreal.
Hello.
And, my name's Charlie.
And you're on the Charlie interview again. Now, Charlie.
How are you?
Okay, nice, Charlie. How are you?
You have an accent.
Yes, I'm.
Are you from a foreign? You're where?
I am French.
Where's that?
You know, next, you know, Paris?
Where?
Paris. I am from Paris.
Paris?
No, Paris. Yeah. You know, what? You know.
Paris,
you know,
France.
You know, hello, I am from gay Paris.
Oh, hello. You're from Paris.
Yes, correct.
Good. And what's your name?
My name is Cyril.
Cyril?
Yeah.
Cyril, I have a question for you.
No.
That must be some drink. You like that drink, Cyril?
Yeah, it's really good.
What's in it?
So we use Rémy Martin Louis XIII.
What's that?
It's a cognac. It's a very...
Cereal, I don't understand.
It's a very prestigious cognac.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a sound that I bet will remind him of home.
Oh, that's the police car.
Right. Yes, Rob and I actually recorded that when we went on our family vacation to France a couple of years ago.
Cereal, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it French like the fries or the toast?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, we have French fries.
Yeah, but is it the fries or the toast?
It's fries.
The fries. That's my favorite. I like French fries better than French toast.
Charlie, it's $135 for one drink.
Wow.
What's in it? Gold?
No.
Is there gold in the drink, cereal? What?
It's a very, very nice cognac. This is highest quality cognac.
Are you wearing a beret?
No, I have just a baguette under my arm.
Do you have one of those skinny mustaches?
What'd you say?
Do you have one of those skinny mustaches?
No. I just eat baguette and croissant.
Cereal, what do you look like? I'm big. And I got a shaved head. What do you look like, Cereal?
I don't know. I like 6'4".
Ooh.
Also big.
Such a little guy.
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Rhino?
Yeah.
Like just jeans and tank top.
Are you a chef?
No, I'm not a chef. I like cooking.
You like cooking?
Yeah.
I can speak French. You want to hear me?
Yeah, good.
Blah, blah, blah. Mais bleu, bleu. Blah, blue. Blah, 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 blah.
Charlie?
Yes, Don.
$135.
Yes, Don.
$135.
Jesus.
For one drink.
Yeah.
That's very expensive.
What's the most you've ever spent on a drink, Charlie?
There was a machine one time when it was a $1 that I had to get the Coca-Cola out. $1.
Hold on.
It was at a motel. And I was taken against my will.
Oh. Is that one of the times they took your temperature?
Yep.
Over and over?
Over and over again. Never saw who they were either. Cereal.
Yes.
What do you eat in the morning?
What I read?
What do you eat in the morning, blah, blah?
Nothing, just a croissant, that's it.
What is that?
You know, like the pastry?
Pastry?
Like moon.
What's a pastry?
A pastry.
Pastry.
Oh, pastry.
You know, like a donut.
Oh, I know what a pastry. Like a donut.
Like a donut.
You
like
eat donuts in the morning.
Donuts, yeah.
What?
It's like the shape of half of a donut.
What's your favorite kind of donut, cereal?
My favorite brand?
I like the shot, the multicolored Jimmy's.
I don't know what it is.
Over the gray. How about a French glaze? Have you ever had one of those?
I never tried that.
Oh, they're so yummy. Do you have a girlfriend?
I have one, yeah.
I used to.
Yeah.
Her name was Baklava. Baklava Souvlaki.
Would you spend $135 to buy her a drink?
No.
But Gustav Eiffel was a remarkable engineer with international fame.
That's true.
That was called a moment of clarity.
He's the Eiffel Tower guy.
Sure.
Right. What's the Eiffel Tower, Charlie?
That's where people French kiss. That's the way it works, right, Cereal?
Yes.
Do you like Charlie?
I like it, yes.
Say, Charlie, I like you.
I like you, Charlie.
I like you, Cereal. Do you eat cereal for breakfast?
No.
How come?
It's black? No.
What?
No, I don't eat cereal.
How come your drink is so expensive?
I just... Good
there you go.
Me. That's it.
That's a good question, Charlie. You finally have got to the heart of the interview.
Yeah.
Hey, Cereal, no disrespect, but is it a ripoff?
No, not at all.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
It's not a ripoff. That's a lot of money, Cereal.
Yeah, but what we use is expensive.
What?
What the product that we use are expensive.
The product? What is the product?
The product.
Oh, product.
The product.
What's the product? The drink, right?
Yes, the booze.
Well, how come it's so much money?
Well, ask him. You're doing
come
the interview.
Come on.
Ask him.
Where's the money?
You're doing the interview,
Where's
Charlie.
Where's the money?
Ask him.
What if I keep the glass?
You can keep it. It's a crystal glass.
So wow. Is that like diamonds?
No, but you can put one inside if you want to.
Does it have gold in it, in the drink?
No.
Because I drank one thing called Goldschlager. And it had a lot in there. Do you enjoy American cheese?
Yes. Cheddar.
Can you make me an honorary Frenchman?
What?
Can you make me an honorary Frenchman?
What's that?
Say, my name is Cereal.
In French?
Repeat after me. My name is Cereal. Yes, in French.
Mon nom est Cereal.
I wish to make Charlie...
J'aimerais souhaiter que Charlie...
An honorary...
And what?
An honorary French citizen.
I don't understand.
What do you mean? Come on, you're in this country.
Yeah, but just arrived.
You want to make him a Frenchman. He wants to make you a Frenchman.
I want to be a
Frenchman. Okay.
Yes, okay, yeah. Repeat after me. My name is Cyril, in French.
Mon nom est Cyril.
My name is Cyril.
Mon nom est Cyril.
I want to make my friend Charlie...
Et j'ai envie de faire mon ami Charlie...
An honorary Frenchman.
Un citoyen français.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Charlie.
Merci!
Hey, very good.
Ask him,
thank you, boss.
Ask him how you say this in France.
Okay.
In French.
What?
I'm a registered sex offender.
Cereal!
Yes?
How do you say, I'm a registered sex offender in French?
Je suis coupable de sex offense.
There's a shock. That one rolled right off his tongue.
You're a good man, Cereal. But nobody's going to buy that drink.
You are wrong. You are wrong because...
I am wrong.
Yeah, lots of people buy this drink.
Lots of people buy it?
Yeah.
Wow, $135. That's a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
That's French money.
Blah, blah,
I will
blah.
Gladly pay you in blah, blah, blah.
Well, Cereal, thank you for being on the Charlie Show.
You're welcome.
Can you say I love you, Charlie?
Charlie.
Jay Sam, Cereal.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Charlie, one thing you could ask him before the
over
very end.
Over 200 euros.
You know, have you seen the magazines with the chicks in France that they don't shave? You know,
oh, that's that country?
That's right.
Oh, my God, John.
You didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Cereal.
Yeah.
The women don't shave their arms in your country. That sucks. That really sucks. Cereal, what do you think about that?
It's not true. It's just...
It is true. I saw pictures.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big white women with hairy black arms.
Okay.
It's very bad.
You spend too much time on the Internet.
The Internet. I love the Internet. Oh, it's fantastic. Have you ever gone to Scat Lover?
What?
It's a good website. Mr. Joe showed me. Everybody's making pies.
We got to go, Charlie.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Cereal.
You're welcome.
Say, I love you, Charlie.
Okay, bye, Charlie.
Bye, Cereal. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Merci, blah, blah, blah. That's great. I like the French restaurant called Hippopotamus. Ryan Forest Cafe. Bonjour. He was French.
Yeah. Is he still on the line? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Cereal, thanks for being on the show. You can hang up now.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
One more thing. Hold on. Ask him how come they bent over for Hitler.
Okay.
Hello?
Cereal.
Yes.
How come the French bent over for Hitler?
Come on.
It's a joke.
Okay.
Do you understand the joke?
No. Was it a joke?
Yeah, it's a funny joke, Charlie.
A funny joke.
A funny joke.
Funny joke, huh, Cereal?
Okay.
I love you.
Okay, right.
I love you. I love you.
I don't think he's going to say it back.
Oh, I love you. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hang up. Hang up first.
Okay, bye, Sonny.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bingo!
That was surreal.
How come the French bent over for Hitler?
You don't get it.
No.
Okay.
Who's Hitler? Bye.
We'll be right back.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.